Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
You're not rocking with the best, and guess what? I reloaded! Yeah! Welcome back to the show, man. Welcome to episode 96 of K100 Internet Radio. You dig? I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. Welcome once again. You know what I mean? I want to make sure that everybody understands that tonight's show is not going to be atypical, all right, of what I normally talk about on K100 Radio. You understand what I'm saying? It's not going to be all funny games, you know what I mean, like it normally is, you know what I'm saying? But I want to reiterate to everybody that's listening to the show, okay, that K100 is a platform for open and frank discussion, okay? Now, everybody knows this. I like to have fun. I like to make people laugh, cheer. I do all that. Hold on, let me get my background music crunked up. I'm so ready for this show. I'm just ready for this show. Thanks, everybody. Sorry about that. I want to reiterate to everybody that's listening tonight for this particular episode of K100, you understand, that this is going to be one of my shows where I'm going to be dead-ass serious about what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I want to make sure that you talk if you're calling in tonight. I can understand half of the stuff that I talk about on K100, people not want to actually engage in the conversation. Simple fact that you never know who's listening, and you know, you might run for Congress one day. Yeah, right. But who knows? But that's the whole point of the show. But anyway, I understand why some stuff that I'm talking about on the show, you can't always just, you know, you can't always, you can't always just say, whatever you want to say on an open phone line that's going to be broadcast and streamed over the internet and available for download for who knows how long. All right? You just can't do it. Okay? But this show, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the shows where I expect, if you can, unless there's some kind of physical problem with you, you just can't do it. You act like you're at work or you're, you just really just can't talk. You know what I mean? Say, for instance, you're listening online, but you can't dial out or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I expect for you to hit the number one tonight. At some point in time during this show to give your opinion. I will not be pleased with people who I know call the show frequently that sit back and don't say shit. Now, with that being said, I will be trying to go to the phone lines a lot more quicker than normal because I do want to give everybody a chance to talk. You know what I'm saying? So I'll make a concerted effort to get to you. But this is one of my episodes where I want everybody, please engage in the discussion, all right? Moving right along. This is K100 Internet Radio, 347-934-0966. Welcome everybody that's already on the lines, everybody out there listening to me via www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, all across the internet, all across the globe. Welcome everybody that's already on the phone lines. Thanks for tuning in early. I appreciate it. You understand what I'm saying? I want to remind everybody before I get into the show that this is K100 Internet Radio Talk / Indie Music. We do play music on the show. So this is just a reminder, and I do it every episode. If you know anybody that sings or raps or do anything like that or such that's got a genre of music that we like to play on K100, which is hip-hop and R&B. We take neo-soul and pop and actually spoken word also. Please tell them to send their music to k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's K100 Radio, the letter K, the number 100, radio, all one word, @gmail.com. That's the email address to send your music in, all right? If you're an artist, please send me your music, and I will spin it if it's good. You know what I'm saying? If it's trash, of course, you know, if it's shitty, you know what you do with shit. Well, what the fuck happened to my flush sound? fuck. What have I done? Damn it, man. I gotta kill myself again. That was supposed to be my, like, toilet flushing sound. I don't know what the fuck I done with it. I've somehow... anyway, Blizzum. Once again, I want to welcome everybody back to the show, okay? Sorry about that. That was my fault. I hit my damn internet cord. I'm having a fucking tough day, man. Something is stopping me from wanting to talk about this shit tonight. I don't know. But I was having technical difficulties last episode. I'm back on my game, man. It's been a rough weekend for me. I just traveled 5 hours back from Florida. I'm fucking sleepy as hell. Whatever. But anyway, episode 96. I'm just skipping all the hoopla tonight. I'm getting right into it. Forget it. Episode 96, man. The apathy of color. The apathy of color. Now, once again, people, I want to remind you that this is one of my shows where I try to be informative. I want to make sure that I remind everybody that this is a frank and uncensored and open discussion, so please engage in the conversation, all right? But I got a problem with black people. I got a lot of issues with my people. You understand what I'm saying? But none greater, I don't think, none greater, you know what I'm saying, than our lack of political astuteness, our political apathy, if you will, our nonchalant attitude towards politics. It makes me fucking sick. Okay? Literally, I hate it. It's really, really shameful. That's fucking understatement. It's shameful. How many people have fought and died, got their ass whooped, went to jail, got their business burned down, all kinds of shit. So some of you motherfuckers out here can do one simple thing. And I don't give a fuck if you care about what you think will happen when you do it. I don't give a shit, dog. The first motherfucker to call up here talking about, it don't matter if I vote him, I'm going to fucking murk your ass. Off top, homie. Off top. Waiting for niggas to call in and tell me it don't fucking matter. They vote don't matter. You know what? I don't give a fuck if they burn your fucking vote in a trash can. Get your fucking black ass up and go do it if you can. Now let me tell you why, and I'll get to that in a second. Class is in session, motherfucker. I'm going to need for everybody to wake the fuck up. All right? I'm going to need for everybody to pay attention to me tonight. All right? Because this is not one of those shows where it's optional or that I really could care less that you listen to. Some of my shows, if you don't listen to it, whatever, if you don't call in or whatever, it's like, okay, listen to the replay. It's all good. It's entertainment. I understand you can't talk about cheating and shit. Your wife might hear you on here. Might start a fight. I understand, but this shit right here, yeah. This shit right here, this is a show that you should definitely be talking on, okay? Now, let me make sure that I break it down for you, okay? I'm going to go ahead and read my synopsis of the show. Welcome everybody that's on the line already. I got a couple people that jumped on early. That's why I went ahead and said fucking got right into it. Of course, you know I'm on MySpace, Facebook, and all that. And if you don't know about that by now, if this is your first time listening, all right, just look for me on MySpace, K100 Radio, and Facebook, and all that. You can find me. Google us. You'll find us when you see the middle finger. All right, that's us. I ain't got time for that tonight. Got too much talking to do. Got too much shit to get into. Too important. I'm going to read the synopsis of the show. Episode 96, you dig? The Civil Rights Movement could never, never happen, I don't think, in this day and time. Not with this generation of 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds that we have right about now. Now, I understand, okay, that we are living post-civil rights, okay? So there are some things that we didn't have to go through, some things that we didn't have to fight for because it was already worked out before we got here. I understand that. I'm taking all that into account when I'm reading this synopsis. That means absolutely shit tonight. Doesn't mean nothing.
It can never happen. Not because if left unchecked, the powers that be wouldn't have kept things the way they were. But because this generation of black people just don't give a damn enough to make it happen. I don't think. I think it's astounding just how apathetic some black people are about politics. Especially voting. Alright? The nomination and election of Barack Obama was like a shot of adrenaline for us, okay? For us black people. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a shot of adrenaline. You know what I'm saying? Like a quick revival. You know what I'm saying? A defibrillator, if you will. From a heart attack. But it wasn't actually a political surgery of sorts to permanently repair the apathetic black voter. See, for a long time, black people used to use one of their favorite excuses was, shit, ain't no black people up there. I'm tired of voting for white motherfuckers. I'm tired of voting for white people. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Okay. So now they gave us a black option. At least half black option, at least. Looks black. We're going to say black. Wifey's black. We're going to say black. All right? Gave you the option. So we went out in droves. We came out. It was a party. Everybody was there. We celebrated all night. I went to the club that night. First time I ever went to the club because of a fucking political election. I went to the club and partied because of a fucking, not no birthday, not no show, because of a fucking political election. That's why I was at the club that night. And thousands of people in the middle of the street with me. Had a great time. I'll never forget it. All right? But that was just a shot of adrenaline. All right? That just gave us a little quick fix, a little quick thing to make us get through the day. To get us to the operating table. But when it comes to the operating table, we still need searching. We still need fixing. With the upcoming election in November, I see more and more signs that things need to be ramped up. That the establishment is fighting hard to reverse the effects that Obama's win had on us. Once again, pay attention. The establishment is fighting hard to reverse the effects that Obama's win had on us. Well, you see, they're working hard and they're winning, people. All right? The emergence of the Tea Party, the newfound power of the likes of people like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, and the fucking ass whipping, that's right, the mashing that the Democrats are going to take next month in November, it's going to all be blamed on Obama. They're going to say it's a referendum on him. I'll get into that. It seems like the exact opposite effect came out of his election. Instead of us black people being more into politics, since one of us is in the White House, we still seem to care more about the fucking housewives of fucking Atlanta than who our fucking congressman and governor is. Why? Why, black people, why? Instead of us black people being more into politics since one of us is in the White House, we still bullshit. We think it's gravy. We got one in there. Now it's over. Motherfucker, that's the first step. My internet connection is wilding out on me tonight. If I cut off everybody, don't hang up. And again, I'm back. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with Blog Talk. I don't know what's wrong with Skype or my internet connection. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know. It's been tripping all weekend and since Friday. If you was here Friday, you know this shit's been tripping all weekend. It's not my computer. It's my cable connection. They've sent a little thing on my door talking about we're having problems with your service in your area via Comcast. So, like I said, I don't know what the fuck is going on. But hopefully, if it does cut out or whatever, I'll just dial right back in or whatever. So just give me like 30 seconds, I guess, everybody. Anyway, back to my point. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the mercy of this whack-ass internet service over here. It's supposed to be high-speed business class. You're right. Anyway, I'll edit this shit anyway. With the emergence of the Tea Party and Glenn Beck and all these guys like that. You feel me? You know that they are winning. You feel me? It's like it had the opposite effect of what it was supposed to do. Barack Obama getting elected was supposed to promote change. It was supposed to make black people care about fucking politics more. We were supposed to be into it. We were supposed to get into it now. Because we had somebody in there. That has not happened. It's had the exact opposite effect. What it did was wake up a whole bunch of country-ass white motherfuckers out in fucking the middle of bubble fuck nowhere who probably didn't give a fuck anyway. It made those motherfuckers mad. They got more power now. They gained more steam. It had the exact opposite effect. So my question to you is this. Why do you think black people are so politically apathetic? Why do you think that is? Why do you think so many of us really don't give a shit? And the one time we did give a shit, it was temporarily. We got them in there, now we back to not giving a shit. What the fuck? Do you vote? That's my second question. Do you vote? If your answer is no, I want to know why the fuck not. Why? And like I said before, if you give me that bullshit answer about it don't matter because whoever I vote for is going to do whatever they want to do when they get in there and blah, 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 I'm going to fucking kill your ass and cut you off any fucking way. I'll still let you talk, but before I let you finish, I'm just going to murk your ass. Now, why don't we seem to care about our local and state government as much as we should? I don't think motherfuckers understand. The president, he has wide, broad, sweeping powers. His power goes, and he can affect what happens to us in the international community and all that. But motherfucker, when it comes to your kids' day-to-day lives, your day-to-day lives, getting to and back and forth work, and all this shit, your house, property taxes, shit that affects you every fucking day. Motherfucker, your governor got more power over your fucking life than the fucking president, you idiot. If you don't know that, this show's for you. Wake the fuck up. Jesus fucking H. Do you think we take for granted the sacrifice and struggle others made for us to even have a chance to vote and be in politics? I mean, when you think about it, look, man, I'm going to tell you something. I don't vote because I think that I think that my vote counts at the end of the day. I do think that my vote counts. But I also feel like I should vote because I grew up around my grandfather, and I heard his stories about him being in Selma with Martin Luther King and all this kind of, and you know, all the stuff that he did for local politics in my particular area and shit. And I know he got his ass whooped before and jumped on by the police. He was in them picket lines. Now, if you didn't have a person like that in your life, I can understand that. But motherfucker, you got a TV. You know it went down. Don't fucking play me like I'm fucking stupid. You know what happened. You're 30 fucking years old, late 30 years old. You know. I'm pretty sure you've been racially discriminated against. Those people didn't have to do that, but they did. The least you could do was take your black ass down there once every 4 years and once every 2 years for local and state in Congress, and once every 4 years for the presidency. That's the least you can fucking do. If you're able to do it. It's the least you can fucking do, dog. Now, whether you think it's going to help or not, that's not the point. The principalities and the shit. Do you feel like your vote counts, or will it make a difference? I don't know. Answer the question. What is your take on our current political climate? What do you think about the way America is running right now with our president? Did Obama's win make us get comfortable or give us a false sense of change? Those are my questions to you tonight. Okay, 100. All right. 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. I want to remind everybody that's on the line that I'm looking at my internet connection screen and it's jittery. Please don't hang up. My line, it won't cut you guys off because you're calling in through the phone lines. But if you hear me blank out of some shit, I'm just going to call right back in. My internet connection has kind of been tripping lately, and Comcast has been having some problems in my little area. I guess they say they're going to correct it. But please don't hang up. Please hit the number one. I do not want people sitting on the lines not saying shit tonight. I got 10 people on the line already. I should have 10 hands raised. If you can. If you're at work or something and you can't talk, I understand. I respect that. I won't come to your line. But I highly believe that you should actually hit the number one on your keypad and talk. The first person that we got on the line with their hand raised is Keith. One of my Facebook faithful. One of my officers. I'm going to open up her line. Keith, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Do I sound like shit with this internet connection?
No, it doesn't sound bad. The only thing is with your sound effects, it echoes. That's the only thing.
Okay, I don't know what's well, some of them have an echo on it, but I know that my internet connection, my signal is looking poor. Normally when it's like this, people say I sound like I'm choppy or something like that. So I'm just asking because I can't tell unless I ask somebody. But once again, thanks for calling the show. Okay, thanks for calling the show. Now, I'm going to go down these list of questions, all right, real quick. Everybody that's raising their hand, I'm going to go down as fast as I can because I want to make sure everybody get a chance to talk tonight, all right? First question is, why do you think that black people are really politically apathetic? No, before I even ask that, do you vote? That's the first question off the top. Do you vote?
Yes.
You vote, okay. Do you vote? Do you vote in your local government election?
Yes, I vote everything.
Okay, that's good. I appreciate it. Now, why do you think that as far as black people are, we basically apathetic? We basically don't give a shit half of the time. And if we do halfway care half the time, we misinform. Why do you think that is with black people?
I think that it's something that society and the media has played a big role in, but we tend to fall victim to all of that for the most part. So, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of us, we'll watch a TV before we'll read a book or read a paper or whatever, and they don't actually take the time to find out how important it is because, you know, we focus on the wrong things. A lot of our priorities is just messed up. You know, I know they talk about politics on TV, but a lot of black people don't even understand politics. So since they don't understand it, instead of taking the time to understand it, they just, you know, kind of brush it off. And they so used to hearing people say, oh, it don't count. You know, they had that nigga mentality, that slave nigga mentality.
Okay. Well, I can understand that. I understand that if you're a child and you grew up in a household where nobody was into politics, then, you know what I'm saying, it's a great chance, you know what I'm saying, that you might not grow up into politics. But once we get grown, we all can make our own decisions. I know people who grew up in middle-class suburban homes, people who go to work every day for a living. I ain't talking about dope boys and shit. I'm talking about people who get up, go to work, pay taxes.
I know people like that that don't vote too.
And don't vote. And don't even give a fuck. And don't even care. And some of them are older, like 50 years old. Like, motherfucker, you a baby boomer.
But they should know better. They had a nigga mentality. Oh, whatever I do, it don't count. It don't matter anyway. They going to do what they want to do. It's so crooked. And that may well be the case, but still do your part. What they do with it is up to them, but you still should do your own part. And I think we just play into the hand that they want us to play in, because it's like if we can get them to believe it doesn't matter what they say and what they do, then we can do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So
a lot of people just fall into that whole little trap. It's a little trap that a lot of people mentally they fall into it, and mm-hmm. and a lot of times they don't get out of it.
Now, see, I know a lot of people want to say, that's only in the hood. No, this is not a hood
it's
problem.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, this is not a project thing, okay, people? I know people who ain't never spent a day of their life in the project that don't vote. They go to work every day. Now, you will vote, of course, in November, right, for the upcoming elections. You know, we got the governor's race, and you know, if you're in the Atlanta area, we got the governor's race coming up, and we also got the the Senate and the Congress or whatever, which I think the Democrats about to get their ass handed to them.
Yeah, of course, because that was the whole plan from the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they're gonna blame it on Obama, and I can spend four shows on just Obama.
I could spend a whole show just talking about his presidency. I could, and I will one day at some point. But what's your take on the political climate right now? What do you think about politics as far as right now in America? Do you think that Obama election made black people feel like, are we good now? I was thinking that it was gonna charge them up. You feel me? Make them pay attention more to politics and shit. But he did it for like one season, for like 6 months, and now niggas is right back to that bullshit. I went to register. I say that. I don't want to cut you off. I'm going to let you talk. I say that because I just went and voted in the primaries for the governor's race and all that kind of shit. You feel me? And I had a conversation with one of the black ladies at the polling place, and she was like, man, I'm just so frustrated because she worked the polls for the Obama election, and she just had such high hopes about black people really jumping back into politics because we had one of us in there now. And she said she's just not seeing it just for this next major election cycle. You feel what I'm saying? So what's your take on that?
My take, I think that a lot of people just got caught up in the fact that he was black. And it did not make them more involved in politics. They didn't care about, you know what I'm saying, what politics as a whole. They were just like, he black, let's get him out. So that was just one of those things where, like you said, they was excited about it. They still didn't really care, probably didn't even watch any of his, you know, fans public addresses. They didn't know anything about his platform or anything. They was just, okay, he's black, let's get him in there. Now, not to say that's the reason he got in there, because there were a lot of white people that voted for him as well. But I think in the same token, it was high to the Republicans. You know, we've had a long run of Republicans, and, you know, they jacked up a whole bunch of stuff. And, of course, he got the ass end of the stick because he got handed over a bunch of bull. And they expect for him to fix something in 4 years that took 12 or 16 years to create. And that's just not going to happen. So when people started to badger him, you know, then the black people, these bandwagon black people, yeah, he must not. He ain't did nothing for us. I'm like, for real, the man been in office for what, not even a whole term, and you want him to flip the whole climate of the country?
Right. First of all, I tell people all the time when they ask me, you know, Blue, what you give a president? What you think? How you think Obama's doing? And you know what I say? I give him a C. But let me tell you why. I can't give him, I have to give him a C by default. Anyway, it's not, and his C is actually good considering the country was in an F in the economy when he got there.
Yeah.
So he brought the motherfucking economy from an F up to a C. Fuck no, it's not to an A, motherfucker, because he got it. It was a fucking C, you dipshit. That's why it's a fucking C. That's why the economy's fucked up. Now, who I will give a fucking big F failing grade to are the fucking Democrats in Congress. All those stupid, retarded fucks need to be fucking replaced. Every fucking one of them. Pelosi on down.
But
all of them.
They don't even look at all that. They don't look at
retarded.
You know, his whole party.
Right.
The whole party, how they trying to, you know, it's like we with them, but we not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even though whether you say you're not with them or not, you're not getting your ass back in office because he is still a part of you. So you might as well back him up as much as you can to get this shit done, because you're still not going to get your ass back in office after this. Trust and believe that. It's not going to go down like that.
It's not. They fucking resist. Let me tell you how stupid these motherfuckers is, because you had half of them who understood that. And the other half don't understand that if this motherfucker fail, bitch, you will not make it to the next term. And now they all finna find that shit out. You feel me? When Bush was in office, he ain't had these problems. You feel me?
Yeah, because they stick
together. He had these problems.
They stuck together regardless.
Regardless.
Because we make it together or we fail together.
Right.
But you
so
know,
that's
you
one thing
know,
about
it. This goes back to the way black people, we, slavery and, you know, all the race.
But they were.
Right. We not past that. Just saying, as a whole, these people still racist as hell. They all they see is that this man is black. So now they want to question if, you know, he even American. They want to question his citizenship, and they want to pull his birth certificate and, you know, all this old craziness. It's just
all this cracker shit.
It don't
you
even
can say
matter.
Okay, 100. It be that cracker shit.
And then black people, you know, bandwagon-ass black people that don't know anything about politics, they just know we got a black man in office. They don't know anything about politics and the whole game that they play. You know, they jumping on the Hindi and nothing, and he didn't do this and he didn't do that and that, that. Bitch, he is the president of a country. He is not, like you said, your local government plays a much bigger role in your immediate life than the president does.
Right.
And
but they
don't see more immediate results from your government, your senator, your congressman. Those are where you get your immediate results.
Right. Motherfuckers don't even
know. Damn president.
Yeah, yeah. It's like your city councilman. You know what I'm saying? I know when they had
the
elections
for the mayor,
school board.
The mayor,
the school board, all that shit. Motherfuckers want to goddamn blame Obama because your motherfucking goddamn school getting goddamn shut down. Bitch, Obama probably ain't got a fucking thing to do with that shit. You retarded motherfucker. But you probably don't even know who the fuck your congressman or senator is in your district. You probably never voted for a motherfucking goddamn school board member in your life.
They probably know what district they in, period.
Period, point blank. They don't even know. They don't even fucking know. And that's my problem with black people, okay? That's my problem. This shit is, because you can sit here and say that you know about, you know a little something about Obama and you know about Michelle. But motherfucker, when I talk to you, I can peep game. Do you really know what the fuck is going on in like 5 minutes with a 5 minute conversation with you? You feel what I'm saying? You may know who Obama is, but then I say, well, I say Nancy Pelosi or some shit like that. I say a name of a high ranking member of our government. Let alone, I ain't gonna get into your local government because I know you probably don't know who the fuck that is. But you know what I'm saying? If I'm over here in Clayton County and I say David Scott, and you know who the fuck it is, you know what I'm saying? That's why C-Tran ain't here, motherfucker. That's why you can't catch the motherfucking bus around this bitch. It ain't got nothing to do with Obama, you dumb fuck.
Yeah.
I'll get into that later. All right. Well, let me go down because I got people raising their hand, Key. I want to thank you for calling in. Who are you going to vote for? I don't have to ask you that. Roy Boyens or Nathan Deal? That's an Atlanta thing.
Give me Roy.
That's an Atlanta thing. That's an Atlanta. That's the governor's here.
Roy Barnes, he did a good, you know, he was good when he was in office.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He got the experience. I mean, the other dude, I'm like, who the fuck are you? You know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker.
What you talking
about? He don't file for bankruptcy, all kind of shit.
Like, for real?
You know what I'm saying? How the fuck is supposed to be the governor? The governor control the fucking budget of the state. And for those of you who don't know, Georgia got a motherfucking state tax. So this motherfucker got a budget, a way more expensive budget that he got to be in charge of. And this motherfucker done lost two companies. Right. All this shit, but he running for governor. He's a Republican nominee for governor. In this
and even Roy Barnes, he is one of those good old boys. But hey, I take him.
Damn.
Give him to me. When I heard he was running, I was like, yeah, you already got my vote.
I take the good old boy that can at least run a business. At least he won't fuck up the money. He may not get the money to niggas, but at least he won't fuck it all the way up.
But Roy,
goddamn.
When he was in office, he wasn't that bad.
He
had a whole bunch of issues.
It wasn't that bad. I don't think that shit that happened in Clayton County with them schools ever would have happened on his watch.
Oh, hell no.
I don't think it ever would happen on his watch. He would never let that bullshit happen. All right, thanks for calling. We're talking local politics. So for those of you out here that's far off, you feel what I'm saying? So, you know, sorry about that. But, you know, these are my fellow ATLians, you feel what I'm saying? But that shit is important. And I want you to understand also how important your local government is over your goddamn...
Hey, I'm doing early voting right now. You can vote early, so early voting is open.
All right, thanks. All right, I'm going to the next caller. Please stay on the line, all right?
All right.
347-934-0966. You're tuned in to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. You're rocking with the best of them. Welcome to the show. Class is in session, you dig? This is a fucking wake-up call to my motherfucking people. Wake up! All right. Episode 96. Apathy of color. We're talking about why black people seem to just not halfway give a fuck about politics when politics is so fucking important in your life. I don't give a shit what you think. Don't fool yourself, nigga. Don't think. I don't give a fuck if you goddamn sell dope for a living, nigga. I don't give a fuck if you a stripper, bitch. I don't care. Don't think politics don't matter to your retarded ass. I know it may not seem like that to your dumb ass. Yes, dumbass, I call you dumbass. If you think that this motherfucking conversation is retarded or mute point, if you're not listening, if you think it's not needed, you a fucking dumbass. And I call it how I fucking see it around this bitch. And you don't like it, hang the fuck up and log off.
I'll address you as such, dumbass. It's important. You should know what's going on in politics, especially if you fucking 30 years old, which is the demographic for this show, if you didn't know, it's 25 to 40. I call and talk about sucking dick or some shit, eating pussy, cheating, hoes, niggas, bitches, whatever, blah, blah. Everybody's here. The gang's all here. Yay, Blizzard. I talk about some shit that matter. We'll see how many people call in. Let's call on the line with Shay. And I'm just going down the line, people. Once again, I want to remind everybody, 347-934-0966. I want to remind everybody that if you're on the line tonight, I really would like it if you can at all possible talk. I would like it. I know a lot of people just call my show because they don't have the internet and they want to listen and they don't want to talk because they don't want to say some shit that might put their business out there, blah, blah. But this is not that conversation, people. This is the conversation where you need to press the fucking one. Shay, what's poppin', baby? Thanks for calling the show.
What's up,
K100? I'm back on my soapbox tonight.
I'm gonna stay on the soapbox, though.
Yeah, but you motherfuckers that would never, if you never heard one of my shows when I talk about shit like this, if you think I go hard when I'm talking about the other shit, stand by. Now, Shay, first of all, first question is, do you vote?
Yes, I vote.
Of course, but it was rhetorical because I know you vote. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for the motherfucker to ask to hit the number one that don't, that's going to say no, they don't vote. So I can
maybe
dig
somebody's mind might change and they will vote. Hopefully somebody who's not voting will start voting.
Well, I'm ready for war tonight. I'm cocked. I'm ready to blast it. Why do you think black people are so politically apathetic? Why do you think that is? Because you have friends that don't vote and stuff. When you hear them talk about they don't care or blah, blah, blah. What do they say to you? Why do you think that black people are apathetic when it comes to politics and voting and like that?
I think to some degree, some of us are a little bit closed-minded to the possibility that anything positive can come out of it, that changes can happen. And I think that some of us have become a little complacent just with how things are and just kind of like, okay, go with the flow. Whatever they give me, you know, that's what I'll take kind of attitude.
But don't you think, see, this is my thing, and of course I'm going to keep going back to this point. When we elected Barack Obama, I was hoping, I was praying, I was like, yes, because that wasn't my first time voting, that was my upteenth time voting, mm-hmm. But I was hoping because I had never stood in line that long and seen that many black people at the polls in my fucking, since I've been voting since I could vote, you know what I'm saying? Because it was instilled in me by my granddaddy. He made it important. It was important to him. And so, you know what I'm saying? He's not around, but I told myself if I could, I would, to honor him because he was a civil rights advocate. And my mama was a parent. She fought and all kind of shit. You feel what I'm saying? So I do it for them, all right? And I do it for me personally. I do it for my fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? But I don't understand. I thought that when Barack Obama won, it was going to boost the awareness. It will make black people care more. At least give a fuck now. And it did for like 6 months. Maybe that first year in. You feel what I'm saying? But it's we right back at square one now.
I think some people saw it as like, yeah, we in there now. But really, that's just the beginning. This is not the ending. You know, just because, you know, he was the best man for the job, or, you know, won the most votes by however means or whatever, it's because people who felt like their voices need to be heard came out, showed support, and let their voices be heard. That doesn't mean that anything is over. That means this is just the beginning, and, you know, you have to stand up and support him in order for, you know, positive changes to keep happening because, you know, like I already stated earlier, you know, he got this country in a hell of a mess, so anything positive he does is an improvement.
Exactly. It is. And like I said, even though I give him a C, it's because he started off with the fucking F average. You know what I'm saying? If you start off with an F and bring it up to a C, well then, ladies and gentlemen, makes perfect sense to me. I can't give him an A because it's not. I give him an A. I can give him an A or a B+ for effort.
The class is still in session, so we still got time to go.
Right. Right. Exactly. Now, you said you do vote, and once again, congratulations for that. Do you think that we take for granted, you think black people take for granted the struggle that the people that came before us did as far as, like, the civil rights movement? Do you think we take that for granted? Do you think this generation
does? I think sometimes we do. I mean, for the most part, as a whole, I think we do. Because it's easy to lose sight of, you know, what you didn't have when you've always had access to it. You know, if you weren't around to see, you know, the struggles that somebody had to go through, it's easier for some people to lose sight of, you know, exactly just what they have, just what they, you know, have the possibility of continuing to achieve.
Right. Right. Exactly. Now, are you going to vote in November?
Yeah.
Good. Who are you voting for? Do you have an idea? I don't know what's going on in the state of Florida for senators and congressmen. Huh?
Undecided.
Who's running for how is it looking for the Democrats? It's for in your state. How's it looking?
Not good. I mean, I think.
But it's Florida, so normally it's Republican. So I mean, I'm in Georgia.
I mean, Republicans
have always pretty much
the say-so around this state.
Right. Pretty much like.
I mean, I'm not gonna vote, but still.
Yeah. The state of Georgia. If people think because it's Atlanta, I live in Atlanta. Yeah, Atlanta's a black city and a redneck state, people. Don't get it twisted. It's a redneck state, but it's a black city. It's like what do they call it in a desert? an oasis.
Looking for an oasis.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's like a black people city in a white man state. So for the most part, the state is mostly Republican. But when it comes to the city of Atlanta metro area, then you know you do have black mayors and black congressmen and all that because there's a lot of black people here. You feel what I'm saying? And so, you know, if the governor, if Roy Barnes in our governor's race wants to have a chance, you feel me, then, of course, the black vote must come out and support him like they did when they did Barack Obama, even though it still kind of, the state still went red. It was a large turnout. You know what I'm saying? It really was. Now, what's your take on the political climate right now in America? What do you think? What do you think about the Tea Party and all? When I ask you that question, everybody, 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. Thanks to everybody that's on the line. I want all of you to hit the number one. When I ask you, what do you think the political climate is? I mean, what do you feel the mood of the country is? Are we? What do you think? Where do you feel that we going? Where are we headed?
I think that the mood of the country is like in a plateau right now.
Well, you gotta elaborate. What do you mean?
I mean, we're right now. I think we're like a country divided in some respects. So it's like we're kind of stagnant.
Okay. Well, stagnant. Well, see, it's hard to say that we're stagnant when Barack Obama's in office. Stagnant means
that was the least. We started having some growth, and then it kind of like leveled off, and it's kind of like at a. I don't really want to say a standstill. That's why I said a plateau was the best way the word I could think to describe it.
Well, I think that we're in a state of backlash. You feel me? I think that there is a backlash of the fact that this guy won, and right now I thought that when he won, it was going to make all kind of black people come out the woodworks and start being politically astute and active and what it did, it had the fucking opposite effect. It made all the motherfucking white people that were sitting by like, fuck it, they don't care no more, all those motherfucking politics are the same. Well, whoa, wait a minute, shawty, wait a minute. I didn't say it was all right for a nigga to win. Whoa. They got one in on me. Now we back. Now we're awake. Now we got a problem. Now we're tea partying it. Now we want to get back to our America, to my America, pre-Obama America. Now it's a problem. And they're up and they're hot. They're out here. The Tea Party has been directly responsible for getting some Republicans' asses kicked. Their own party, quote unquote.
Yeah.
They have got moderate Republicans and put Tea Party members on the ticket, and the Tea Party member beat the motherfucker. And the moderate Republican, the guy who would normally kind of compromise a little bit with the Democrats just in order to get the business done, they fucking lost. And now this Tea Party motherfucker in here who hate anything Democratic or Obama or anything, now these motherfuckers are winning. The exact opposite where they're coming together and the healing and us cooperating that I thought would happen with him winning, the exact opposite is happening to me. That's what I think. I think we are in a state of backlash in this country. That's my personal opinion about the mood and climate of the country. That's me. That's the Blizzard take on it, all right? And I understand what you're saying, but I don't know, stagnant? I wouldn't say stagnant. We definitely moving. Whether it's the right way or not, well, that's to be determined.
Yeah, I don't see us, you know, I don't see us steadily, you know, improving. I saw some changes, some improvements, but, okay, like I said, if we don't support it, then it just kind of like plateaus off. It just, to me, it just seems like it just kind of levels off. Okay, that's not it.
What do you do besides vote? What do you – see, this is, let me tell everybody. What parents teach everybody. Parents teach everybody. Wake the fuck up. All right? What are you doing, Shay? And I'm going to go back and I'm going to ask Key. What do you do? What do you do? Even – I know you vote. That's cool. But what do you do outside of that to help us, to help our people, to make them politically aware? See, this is what I do. I started this show not because – I started this show for a multitude of reasons. A way to promote my music and me and my crew, and you know what I'm saying? You feel me? And also a way to give me a voice to voice my opinion on a broad scale to a lot of people. All right? I'm highly opinionated. And so I said to myself when I started the show, if I started getting listeners and it popped off, and it has, 9,000 episodes, and we're almost on 10,000. I hope I beat that by the time the 100th episode will come up. But I will not have a voice like this. I will not have 10,000 people downloading, listening to some shit that I'm doing and absolutely just ignore shit like this. I won't do it. I'm not that stupid. I'm not that guy. I'm not that dude. Even though I'm a rapper. That's the fucking point, niggas. Alright? Get your mind right. So what do you do? What do you do, shit? What do you do besides your own individual thing, which is voting? And you know, what else do you do to put it out there, to help our people, to try and change that spirit of apathy that's among us when it comes to politics? What do? You do anything else?
Well, personally, I know a lot of people, particularly like on the job front and just, you know, around in the community, that, you know, some of them may vote and some of them may not vote, but they just don't seem like they're politically aware. I just take it a point to take time out that day, you know, when the opportunity presents itself, to have conversations with them and to, you know, to try to, like, keep them abreast of what's going on and just to have intelligent, open-minded conversations. So, I mean, some people you have to start on a much smaller level because, you know, if they know nothing about nothing, you have to start somewhere. And then, two, you know, I take part in, you know, marches and, you know, other type of political things that I support and believe in. I mean, every little bit counts.
Exactly. And what would you I'm gonna ask a couple more callers that same question. And I want to hear suggestions. What could some of y'all suggest that we do? What would you suggest that we do? How do you think we can change it? I'll go back and ask Key that same question in a minute. What do you think that we can do to change it? But first and foremost, if you listen to the show and you give a fuck, the very first thing you can do is make sure this shit don't keep happening to the next generation and teach your kids how important politics is. And talk to them about more than just the same shit you talk to. That's what white people do. Yeah, mm-hmm. White people take their kids to vote for the first time and shit. They take them to get their license. They have them to, but when it's time for them to vote, they take them to register. Yeah, mine will be front and center. What about yours? That's the first thing I think I can do to make sure the apathy that's in my bloodline is chopped off. And tell my friends and do shit like this, okay, 100. You know, that's my part, but I'll ask everybody else also what they think. Okay, I'm going to the next person, Shay. Stay on the line,
okay.
Please.
Okay.
And the next person, I think it's Keisha. Keisha Elf? Yeah, this is Keisha.
Keisha. What's going on?
Hey,
what's going on? What's flat out there? Please save the baby. Now, thanks for calling into the show, babe. You've been listening to the show, of course. Episode 96. The Apathy of Color. We're talking about, if you're just tuning in, got a couple people just jumped in line. We're talking about apathy, the lack of political awareness with black people. You understand what I'm saying? All right, and that's what we're discussing. Now, the first question, of course, is, do you vote?
Yes.
What time for all my K-100 ladies? That's why y'all my motherfuckers.
Yeah, no choice.
That's why y'all my motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, you know I would mash you if you didn't.
Yeah!
This is not, I'm not having a mashing motherfucking Monday. I'm just not feeling that whole fun shit this week. I'm going to be serious all week for some of you motherfuckers. So get ready.
All right.
So you do vote. Why do you think that there is a spirit of apathy amongst black people when it comes to voting. What do you think is the problem?
Because I think the problem is nobody's teaching them. Nobody came along to the generation behind, or, you know, ahead of us, our elders, and said, hey, let's get out, let's vote, let's make a difference. Nobody said that. Nobody took an active approach. And I think now you have a lot of people, like, you know, your entertainers who get into politics and, hey, rock the vote and do this and do that. I think that's what made it a little more popular among our generation to get out and to go vote. So I think the reason there's apathy is that people just weren't taught, especially older people. They weren't taught, oh, I don't care, them white folks go do what they want to do. So I think that's a lot of what it is. Because, I mean, honestly, my mother doesn't vote. I had to, you know, make her go vote when it was time to vote for Obama, things like that. So they,
why not?
They
what did she tell you? What, your mother has to be of age, of course, obviously, to be a baby boomer, to see on TV live those people get their fucking asses whooped trying to make sure that we can see through
exactly,
it.
Exactly, to live through
what,
that.
What did she tell you? What did she tell you?
It was the same thing. All them white folks, they going to do what they want to do anyway. That's what it was. Them white folks are going to do what they want to do anyway.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's like those people that everybody hates that person that always fucking complain but don't contribute. Don't you just want to mash that motherfucker? Don't you want to just mash the motherfucker that complains?
Don't open your mouth and say nothing about high taxes. Don't open your mouth and say anything about how they're taking away jobs and this, that, and the other if you're not going to go out and make a difference.
Right. I don't want to hear shit. Fuck your opinion.
It's a difference nonetheless.
Yes, yes. I really be on some fuck your opinion shit when it's the motherfucker I know that don't vote. I don't even have political conversations with them. I don't really want to talk about social issues, and it's just I just shut the fuck up, dog.
I really
don't want to talk to you about it, homie, because you really to me it's a mute point. Why am I talking to you about it? What the fuck do you care, really?
Exactly.
Why are we having this discussion, homie?
Mm-hmm.
Just stay ignorant, goddamn white folks gonna do what they want to do, dumbass over there in the trap. Kill yourself.
Exactly.
I say this to all my homeboys. I say this to all my partners. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I pulls no punches. You feel what I'm saying? With nobody. You understand what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck who you are. I tell you the same shit. You know what I'm saying? All right? Let that be known. Right. Everybody knows me knows that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, on to the next question.
All right.
What about, do you think when Obama won, did it make us feel... Because I felt like we got a shot in the arm, but do you think it made us feel like, well, shit, we got one in there, now we good? And then because I thought, like I tell everybody, like I said before, I thought that when he won, we were going to see more black people out at their local elections and more black people out at the state elections, and actually the exact opposite has happened. But it's
right,
like, you know,
that's all they needed to do. Hey, we got the president, we straight, we good. Don't matter if we got more homeless people on the street. It don't matter if, you know, we're paying extras in taxes and our kids aren't learning anything. Doesn't matter if we don't have school books or teachers to teach. But, you know, we good. We got Obama in office. He's going to come and correct all of this down up in here where we live in the hood.
Right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand it, man. What about churches? I mean, they say you shouldn't mix religion and politics, but for the most part, I don't know about your churches growing up. You feel me? But I know I grew up in a church where the pastor wouldn't tell you who to vote for, but he wouldn't tell you to go vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe I think that's important. I mean, because people look at their pastors as, you know, important figures in their lives. So if the pastor's not involved, of course the community, the people who are under him, they're not going to be involved either. So, I mean, of course, don't tell us who to vote for, but please inspire us to go out.
What about, does your mom go to church?
My mom, nah. Mm-mm.
Oh, she doesn't go to church? Okay.
Nah,
okay.
She make us go. She won't go.
well, there we have it. You know what I'm saying? There we have it. But, while I don't think you should be preaching from the pulpit, because that's how Bush won that election that year, because he got a lot of black people. It was a tie, and a lot of black people, when Bush won the first time, voted for Bush because you had preachers like Creflo Dollar actually pushing him. That's only because Creflo Dollar is a fucking millionaire. Of course he wants the fucking Republican to win. Preaching from the pulpit, telling people to do it. I don't know about how many of y'all know that. Might want to do your own work. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. I see you, Miss McNair. I see you. I will be there in a second because I know he did it for a fact. And a lot of other preachers did when the first go round, when he won the first time, a lot of preachers wanted Bush to win because of his values, because of his morals. Didn't do their homework. Now I'm not saying they shouldn't tell the people to keep the rich people
richer. They got nothing to do with morals, values.
Right. Of course. You know what I'm saying? But before I go to the next one, what about who are you going to vote for in November? What is it looking like for you? What is it looking like?
Oh, Lord. It's looking like, I don't know. I'd like to keep Boyd in, so I'll vote for Boyd. But as far as this whole governor of Florida business, I'm not too sure because the whole Charlie Crist, I'm going to be independent now because he knows the Republicans ain't going to vote for him because he's too liberal. And then he won't go Democratic because he's just crazy like that. So I don't know about him becoming, you know, I don't know that Florida will keep an independent in office, for one. And then this lady, I forget her name, but she's the chief financial officer for Florida right now. She's also running for governor. And I don't know that she should be in either because I see so many things about how she was running this bank before she became CFO and all the money was missing and going astray. And but you really want to run for office? I'm not sure about it, all this business. So I think I'll probably vote for Charlie Crist just because he's already there. I don't know who else.
You know, Charlie Crist, I mean, he was almost a... Charlie Crist is a fucking Republican.
Exactly.
He's masquerading.
He's almost a Democrat. He may have been.
Why do you say that? He was their golden boy for a minute, so they thought he was a fag. And then they changed their mind.
He was the golden boy because he was this cool, you know, cool Republican who was just a little bit on the liberal side. But he's a little too liberal now with this whole, his stance on abortion and what have you. So what does he do? He decides to become independent because he knows the Republicans aren't going to back him anymore.
Right.
And he knows Democrats probably won't accept him or whatever the case may be. So I'm going to just go my own little route.
He's trying to pull a Lieberman. He's trying to do what Joe Lieberman did. You know what Joe Lieberman
did? What he's trying to do.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work for him. We'll see. I'm stand by on that one. Okay, I'm going to the next call. I got four people raising their hand. Let me get to them. All right, Keisha, stay on the line.
Cool.
All right. I'm going to come back to you, Key, real quick, and then I see Miss McNair. I'm going to Michigan Girl, and I got one other caller on the line that's raising her hand. I got more people on the line, but please, people, if you can, hit the number one. Michigan Girl, what's popping?
What's going on? What it do?
What it do? Glad you called in for this quite serious topic that we have in OK100 tonight. You feel what I'm saying? I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my black men to chime the fuck in. Damn it, man. I saw two of them that was on the line. Them niggas hung up. And the other time, they stayed with this motherfucker all night just got some shit with you motherfucking broads about pussy and shit. They hung up. I'll address them if they talk on my wall. I'll address them as such. You better call back. I'm going to put you out there, homie. Now, yes, I don't give a shit. You know, I don't give a shit.
I know.
All right, first question, do you vote? Of course.
Yes.
Okay, very good, of course. Do you vote in local and state elections like you vote in national elections?
Yes.
Okay. What was the, I'll ask you that in a second. Why do you think that black people are politically apathetic? Why do you think that? What do you think, what's going on with that? What's your opinion?
My opinion is, you know, basically our generation or, like, our parents. I noticed, like, our parents was, like, the first generation or so that really kind of got heavy, you know, into drugs and wasn't necessarily there with the kids raising them, maybe grandparents, aunts, uncles, whoever was raising them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of it was they weren't taught. You know, the grandparents were probably, they was old, they was tired, they were doing the best they could to just raise you and get it done. Because my grandmother basically raised me, my grandmother and my grandfather.
Right.
But, you know, I think a lot of it was you had this big explosion of drugs and a lot of parents were young, having kids, got on drugs. The men were selling drugs, went to jail. And so you have this generation of kids that weren't necessarily taught the importance of voting. Or then, you know, you have a lot of, you know, black men that go to jail, they can no longer vote, or, you know, some of them think, you know, oh, I wasn't a felony or this, but I can't vote. So it's just a lot of not being taught, not being educated. And a lot of them, I think, just don't think it's important. They feel like, one vote or my vote is not going to change anything. It's not going to trickle down to me. It's not going to help. So I think it's a combination of all of that.
Listen, first of all, I understand. That was a good point. We cannot ignore, we cannot have this conversation and ignore the social issues, all right, that may be tied in. You know, just like anything else, while we at the bottom of the toe economically and a host of other issues that go on with black people, we cannot ignore the social upbringing as a major factor. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, we can't do that. We can't have this conversation and ignore that. So you're right about that. I will give you that. I understand that. But it seems to me that black people are lacking a common sense thinking and approach to this. Allow me to explain what I'm saying. See, common sense would dictate everybody. Welcome everybody to the show. This is K1H Internet Radio. Thanks everybody that's tuning in. Thanks everybody that's on the line. 347-934-0966. Please hit the number one if you want to talk. I wanna make sure that I explain to everybody what I'm about to say, the common sense approach to it. You can sit here and be a dummy and say, my one vote, blah, 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 don't count in the grand scheme of things, blah, 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 blah. But there are some things that everybody knows and ranks to be true. You don't have to be a college graduate to understand that there is power in numbers. The more people that you have doing one thing, the powerful it becomes. That is so elementary, and you can look at it from the power. You see, even the street niggas gets no love from me when they play stupid with this shit. Because, nigga, if you're a street nigga, let's say you in a gang, nigga. Let's say you out here and you in a gang. Why are you in a gang, nigga? Think about
it. You want that
fact. You want that power. You want that. It's power in numbers. You feel what I'm saying? What the fuck make you think it don't translate to the rest of this goddamn shit, the rest of the world? Common sense will tell you the more of us that use power and exercise the power of the vote, the more that they will have to bend and pay attention to us. That means if more, even if the one that we want to win don't win every time, if more of us go to the polls and they see that we are actually paying attention, therefore they will have to pay attention to what the fuck we want, campaign in our neighborhoods and bend to our will at some point. But if they don't, if they already know them niggas down there in the hood and zone whatever and ward whatever ain't even voting any motherfucking way, well, guess what? All that money that they would normally have to spend to goddamn appease your black ass and to goddamn make your and to make sure that you on board, they just say, you know what? Fuck them. They ain't gonna vote anyway. So now we can spend a hell of a lot more money over here with the goddamn Asians and Mexicans and goddamn white people and get them to bend to our will a lot easier. They don't even have that's more money they can do to feed into the bullshit. You feel
right.
What I'm saying? It's common sense. Everybody knows it's powers and numbers. So even when people say, "But I don't think my one look," are you stupid? Of course your one vote with his one vote, her one vote, that one vote, his one vote, his all around the fucking hood, all these votes. That's when it matters. Duh. Do I have to break it all the way down? All the way down?
Well, for some people, you know, you have to break it all the way down.
These motherfuckers, I'm talking about 30-year-old grown motherfuckers that go to work every day.
They
you know
how
many
stupid,
I worked at the fucking United States Postal Service, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You won't believe how many of them niggas in there making all that motherfucking money, working for the motherfucking government, got government jobs, sitting that motherfucker like some fucking idiots. And say, man, I don't even fuck it. Hey, motherfucker. The same shit. Same shit that Keisha said her mom said. Them crackers gonna do what they wanna do. Blah, blah, blah. Look, you dumb nigga. You a fucking idiot. You are stupid. There's no talking to you. I can't comment. I tell you that you stupid, dog. I tell them all the time, that's stupid, dog. That make no sense. You know what I'm saying? Some of them like they wanna, you know, we ain't worried about that. You can do what you wanna, get mad all you want to, but nigga, that's a stupid thought process. That don't make no fucking sense whatsoever.
Right.
And I know you ain't no idiot because you're working in this motherfucking job like I am. You ain't got to
right.
be a goddamn a rocket scientist, but you got to have some common sense. Well, I take that back. Some of them motherfuckers don't got it. But still, you got to have, you should have enough sense to know why you should vote, nigga. You and this motherfucker paying those high-ass taxes and shit. I don't get it.
Yeah. I'm getting ready to go to Veronica McNair and two more people. But before I go,
mm-hmm.
What do you think Obama's election? Do you think Obama's election made us be more politically aware, or just made us say, "Well, now we got one in there, fuck it, we good"?
It definitely didn't make us more politically aware. I thought it would. I thought, you know, more black people, when they all came out to vote, and it would be like, oh, this wonderful thing. But I think it pretty much was just kind of what you said. Oh, we got one in there, so now we good. And they think, and I think a lot of it is they thought, okay, we got a black man in office. He can fix everything. But he's the president. You know, you also need to deal in your local government, your state government. I mean, he's the president. Yes, he's the president. But you also need to be active in your local, you know, state government and all of that. And I think a lot of people also expected Obama to come in and change everything overnight. Okay, it took Bush, 8 years to run this country into the ground. You thought he was going to get in there in 6 months and fix everything? That's unrealistic, and that's not using common sense. I mean, you know, I probably would give him a C, B minus, you know, right about now, too, but at least he's making an effort. But, you know, I think a lot of people had unrealistic expectations of him, too, white and black.
Why do so many of us watch Housewives of Atlanta and not CNN?
I don't watch Housewives of Atlanta, so
I'm just saying,
really
not you,
that.
But so many of us.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Honestly, I think a lot of black people feel like, you know, they're where they need to be. Maybe they working, they got a decent job, you know, they can pay their bills, and they feel like something don't apply to them, or, and for lack of a better term, they've made it to a certain extent. So they don't feel the need to be politically involved because maybe they've never encountered their rights being violated in some form or fashion, or, you know, they haven't had the issues that our ancestors had when they fought for all of these rights. So they just like, well, you know, that ain't no big deal. I'm working. I got this house. I got this. Ain't none of that really too much affecting me. I can still pay my bills, so I'm going to watch some drama. Because that's what I feed off of. A lot of black people feed off of drama. And instead of watching something that's going to teach me something, or I might learn something.
Mm-hmm. I think you're absolutely
right.
Nah, it's pretty much a fact. Pretty much where niggas is at right about now. Pretty much where niggas is at. It's sad. All right, stay on the line. Stay on the line. We're going to take out some more calls. I'm going down the line. All right. Miss McNair, where you been?
What's up, B-Smoo?
What's going on? What is
nothing, baby. Just working, holding it down.
How's everything going in the new crib?
Everything's going good. I'm still having those, you know, I'm in my place.
Right.
You know, I'm still having those moments. You know, it's
right.
Still kind of hitting me. But everything's going pretty good.
Well, that's good. That's good. Congratulations once again. Now,
yeah.
Of course, you being on the line, you know what we're talking about. Episode 96, ladies and gentlemen. The Apathy of Color. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. If you're on the line, please try your best to hit the number one. I want to talk to you. I have a lot of, it's about 8 of y'all on here I haven't talked to yet. If you can get away on your break or something, if you're listening at work or whatever, and just go to the bathroom or some shit and hit the number one and, like, flash it a couple times to let me know, like, Blizzum, I got to talk right now, nigga. I got, like, 15 minutes, nigga. Hurry up! I try and get to you. All right. Okay. Of course, I don't have to ask you this, but do you vote?
Yes, I
do. Of course. All these black women calling in. It's a shame. It's a damn shame. My brothers. I'm talking about some pussy. I know they'll be here. They'll stay on the line and hold on all night for that shit. Alright, do you think, why do you think we're apathetic, Veronica? What's the problem with us? Why we ain't politically astute? What's going on?
Well, you know, Michigan girl, she had a whole lot of good points, you know. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that when I was, you know, going to turn 18, I said the first thing I was going to do was register to vote. And then I got in college and, you know, I got with this militant, you know, black power group and stuff. And, you know, just I didn't register to vote until I was maybe 22, 23, but that was after, I've always been a person to try to, you know, just educate myself. I've been a Jerry Springer type, you know, housewives type girl. I like to enlighten myself. So, you know, I thought about it and I said, there are people that literally had skin, you know, sprayed off of their bodies, you know, so that I could have the right to vote and I could have the right to, you know, just to be counted as a human being. And I said, what right do I have to just let that go as, you know, discounted as nothing? If the least I can do is vote just for the fact that people died for me to have mm-hmm. that right to do that. So just out of respect, you know, alone. And, but I just, like, I, you know, Michigan girl, I mean, people, I think it's like a sense of hopelessness. And I think, you know, things have to transcend. It takes a generation. It takes several generations to kind of eradicate something. So I think because our right to vote is still really in its infancy, we haven't been able to vote for 100 years yet. It hasn't been a century that right. we've been able to vote. And so you still have, like, my grandmother just passed, but her generation is still alive, you know. And they're from that generation where people were still afraid to. You were threatened, you know, to even think about voting. And so then you have the children of those people who, okay, for whatever reason, they didn't vote. And then there's our generation. And so I think and I pray that our children, you know, your children, my children, and then their children, that it will get stronger. But it is only going to get stronger if we educate them. And you have to know the process. You know, people think, you know, my vote's not going to matter. You have to know the process. And I thank my political science teacher that he made us do an outline and a diagram of how the whole process works. And when you find that out, it's like, okay, wow, then, you know, I do have a voice. First, you have to start with your local government. You know, you have right. to voice right. your wants and your desires with them and say, hey, if you don't speak for me, then we'll get somebody who will. You got to start there. You know, you right. can't just start with the president. He's not the end-all, be-all.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
He's not – people think that, oh, he can just do whatever he wants to do. No, that's not the case.
I try to tell people, I want to remind people again, if you're listening to this show, if you're listening online or whatever to the podcast after the fact, I can't stress enough how way more important your local government and your state government is on your day to day life than the fucking president, man. I don't. Is it education? What do you think a person's level of education has to do with it? What is it? I don't understand because I know people who never been to, who didn't really finish high school that vote, and I know people with master's degrees who don't.
And like you said, I mean, it's just a gamut of things, you know, people who nothing has affected them. They've had the opportunity and they just got a good break to where they got a good job and they're making, you know, close to, you know, six figures, and they've got the even, you know, well up into the five figures, and their bills are paid, and, you know, they've got good health insurance, and they can put away for their children's education and stuff like that, and it's not affecting them right there at that moment. So they tend to just kind of it's like they forget, you know. It's just the weirdest thing.
Well, see, I don't know, because, like, for instance, I have a cousin. And, you know, he was all, you know, we grew up in the hood together, blah, blah, blah. And of course, he was mostly Democratic, blah, 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 whatever. And like you said, he got up and he started making a lot more money. He opened up some businesses and started making more money. And it didn't have the effect that you said. It had the opposite effect. He became more politically astute and he switched his party. His whole outlook on shit, he went from a Democrat to a Republican because this nigga's rich now. And he was like,
right.
I voted for Obama the first time, but really I might not again because this nigga goddamn don't see eye to eye with me on the tax shit.
Right. I'm just saying that's one scenario with some people. I mean, some people get the money and they get more educated. Some people get the money and forget where the hell they came from. Some people don't have the money and they see where they could be. And then some people who don't have any, you know, have anything and have a plethora of problems have that, well, nothing good is ever going to happen anyway mentality. So it's like, you know, they're just two extremes with you know, this with different groups of people. And, you know, I mean, I think what happened with Obama is that everyone was just so excited. It was like, you know, he's the superstar. You know, we have the opportunity to vote for a black man. And they didn't even know the issues. They did. It was just, I'm going to vote for a black man. This is history. And, you know, everybody's out there and all the hoopla and, you know, the confetti and all that stuff. And then once it died down, it's like, okay, everybody just goes back to business as usual or worse. And, you know, like that people, like, you know, you guys are saying that they thought that he was going to come in and save the world. Well, it took many years. I mean, some people did.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people like, he's a savior. No, he's not. And it took Bush 8 years. We have to remember the, you know, his dad's term. I mean, all of the presidents that came before him. And honestly, what I've said is that black people been cleaning up after whites for years. So now we got a black man in the White House cleaning up their shit once again. That's what I think, you know, trying to clean up their shit once again. And it took many years to get our country into this situation. And what I see people doing is that, you know, the Tea Party movement and all this stuff is what they're saying is, oh, well, you know, he's not creating jobs or he's not doing what he said he was going to do. And, you know, and it's like, it's not this man's fault that we don't have the jobs. You have to remember is that he's picking up where somebody left off. And the trickle-down effect works in every area of life. Just like Reagan with his trickle-down economics, thinking that the money from the wealth would trickle down to,
right,
you know, the poor
right
people. No,
idiot.
And it's just like
fucking
this.
Idiot.
Right,
idiot.
And so, right, you know, that
go ahead.
I
think that people don't understand, I wish they would just use common sense when people want to complain about jobs. Pardon me if I'm wrong, but if you know what the fuck you're talking about, dumbass, the jobs are not here because the jobs got shipped overseas. And who shipped
mm-hmm
them overseas? The rich motherfuckers with all the money, so they won't have to pay all the goddamn high salary and wages trying to save a motherfucking buck. And guess who the rich motherfuckers want to be? What political party are they affiliated with? 9 out of 10 times? Say it with me, everybody. Republicans.
And that's
Republicans.
Exactly my job. We just got a contract. And we just went through contract negotiations, and we have a tentative agreement right now. But my company, we're a trucking industry, and they've closed our facility, some of our facilities down, and they built a facility, like a $17 million plant in Mexico, which is just across the border.
Right.
Hundreds and hundreds of people lost their jobs because of that. And over there, they're paying them $5 or $6 an hour.
Right.
And that's, and they're able to keep their $8.1 million salaries and their bonuses, you know. And so that's what we're dealing with. It's not Obama. He's not the reason that,
right,
you know, that there are no jobs. He's trying to keep jobs here. And
he
it's going to take this
right
term and another term to see,
well,
what he can do. You
he's
know
not
what I mean?
Make,
I don't,
he's not going to make it. He's not going to. I'm going to vote
saying,
for him,
I'm not,
but he's
I'm
not
saying
gonna
that. I'm not saying that he's going to make it.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is you cannot expect this man or any man to get into office, especially with the shithole we're in right now, and expect to pull America up, you know, into the black. That's not going to happen. And unfortunately, you know, we won't see it. You know,
right.
I mean, I hope so, but common sense will tell you. It
mm-hmm
took many years to get us in this situation. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in 4 years. It's
right
just not. And so
all
the
right
things that he's put in place now, when those things start to take effect and maybe have some positive, you know, outcome, then they're going to credit the one that's currently in office when, no, it was somebody else who put
right
these things in place. It always happens that way.
Exactly, exactly. Well, thank you for calling the show once again. I hope you can stay on the line, you feel me,
yeah,
so I can finish up the conversation and engage in it, especially when you have the open dialogue at the end of the show. I want to touch on one thing, then I'm going to answer Steve before I go into a song because she wanted to say something else. I wanted to reiterate something that you just said, and I don't think people just think about it. You know, when people complain about jobs,
When you hear these Tea Party motherfuckers talk about jobs and taxes and all this shit, you do realize that that Obama was one of the people who wanted to tax the fuck out all these big rich-ass corporations for every fucking job they send overseas. Tax those motherfuckers so much for the damn shit to make a goddamn ass keep the fucking job here. You feel me?
Yeah.
But he was one of the ones that wanted to do that, and I'm desperate for that. If you're going to fucking be an American company, but you want to pay this motherfucker over here in India to answer the phone because you want to pay him a couple of dollars cheaper, well, guess what, motherfucker? I'm going to tax the shit out your motherfucking ass so much that the goddamn $4 that you were saving to send that motherfucker, that $4 left that you don't want to pay that motherfucker, it's going to come right. You might as well keep that motherfucker over here because I'm going to tax your motherfucking ass. And so, but now you get these Tea Party motherfuckers, you get these crackers like Glenn Beck and shit on their motherfucking guy, and Neil Bortz in Atlanta and all these other motherfuckers trying to twist motherfuckers' brains around and say he just wants to get in your pockets. He wants to tax the people with money. He don't want to give it to the poor. No, motherfucker. That's not even it. But you don't, you can't talk to some motherfucking people. You feel what I'm saying?
True.
Some people just don't understand the simplicity of that. You know what I'm saying? They don't get it. You know what I mean? And so,
you know, yeah. It's trying to give jobs to the poor. I mean, I'm not looking for a handout from rich, you know,
right.
people. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking to, you know, give people the opportunity to make a decent living for themselves where they don't have to worry about trickling down economics and,
right.
you know, some money that just might happen to come somewhere
right.
from some rich MF. It's not going to happen like that, you know.
Exactly.
We want to be able to make our own living, you know,
right.
and stand on our own 2 feet.
Right. All right. Stay on the line. Let me go ahead and answer Key's line, okay?
All right.
Yeah, I see, because, all right, Key, what's happening?
Yeah, I was, I think, who is it? Well, one of them was talking in. I think that when you talk about the generations, when I first, you know, when I turned 18, that was like, oh, I was really excited, like, oh, I get to vote now. Not that I was taught, you know, not that my mom or my, you know, my grandma or anything like that, but it's just because I was like, okay, I can vote now, like, I can say something, I can be heard. But once I got older, like, I bought my first house when I was 24. At that point, I felt like I now really have a vested interest in who is in office.
Right.
Like you said, you have property taxes, you know, you have, and once I started working at a job where I was making, you know what I'm saying, well, I'm too rich to be poor and too poor to be rich, I have a vested interest in who is going to say what about these taxes, because I'm in this little upper middle class bracket where it's like, okay, I need to know what's going to happen with my money.
Right, right. But So, let me ask you this then. So would you think or would you say then that where you are economically makes you become politically astute?
Think about
all the people at your job
not.
That don't vote.
Like I said, I'm going to say more often than not, you got to think about how many idiots are at our job, too. It's a bunch of idiots that work there. They didn't even graduate high school, some of them.
Hello? Hold on, you was breaking. Go ahead, you was breaking up. What'd you say now?
Okay, you have to take into account the idiots we have working there, too. A lot of those people did not graduate high school, so they making that money, and that's all they see.
Right.
Is that I make good money. That's all that they see. They still don't know. Just because you make good money doesn't mean you have sense. That just means you make good money. But
right.
like Veronica said, when it came to out, a lot of us were a lot more aware of certain things, like once that and our income, oh, definitely, I'm watching everything on TV because we definitely business and we get taxed out the ass. I'm trying to find every tax write off. I'm trying to donate to charity. I'm trying to do everything. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
it was eating us alive. So a lot of people feel like they don't really understand that they have a vested interest and who is running, especially your local government, and not to mention the country.
Right.
I took, you know what I'm saying, I'm concerned about what's going on with my money when I got over into a certain bracket, because when I was making, like, $25,000 a year, it was whatever. They ain't really, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. I'm getting these.
So did you care less about politics then?
You're right. I cared a little less then. I still voted, but it wasn't as big of a deal. Like, now, I don't vote Democrat or Republican. I'm not, you know, one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm whoever talking what I need to hear at that time. Whoever is
in my best interest. I grew up like, okay, black people always should vote Democrat. But when I, like I said, when I got into a certain position, okay, well, you know,
yeah, your phone is sounding horrendous right now.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, it's kind of got some clicking thing going on and all kind of stuff. But I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I understand what you're saying. I do. I get what you're saying.
Because I know a lot of black people, they feel like, hey, all black people vote Democrat. That's not the case.
No, I vote
for whoever is in my best interest at that time.
Right,
I do my research, but it's whoever's in the best interest because, you know, like I said, I have a vested interest in who's in office.
Right.
So it's not so simple as it was a long time ago, like, okay, vote Democrat or vote this, vote. No, I need to know. I need to make sure my money is going to be safe if I can possibly make it. It's still a choose your poison type of deal anyway.
Right.
And as far as when you said about what do people do to make a difference, I make sure I take my kids to vote when I go, even though they can't. I take them.
Mm-hmm.
Cause school is closed, so it ain't like you can't take them. School be closed
right. Anyway. Right.
So
right. You
know what I'm saying. I used to mentor, so I made sure, especially the ones that were coming up of age, that they understood that it was important. Like you said, it's power in numbers. You can't look at it as it's just my one vote. Because
right. That's
just like looking at your job. Well, it's just 1 hour here, 1 hour there. But then when you get them 8 hours on your check, it makes a big difference.
Right.
So those hours add up, and it's common sense, really.
Right, it is common. That'd be the stupidest shit. I can't stand with a dumb motherfucker tell me that. That shit, I'd be want to slap a motherfucker.
You know, stupid.
I don't want to talk to you, dog. I can't talk to you. You know what I'm saying? I can't even talk to niggas like that.
A lot of us get complacent.
I can't even really conversate with too many niggas like that. Not, I can conversate with you on some general street shit, nigga, but I can't have a real conversation with niggas like that.
We're
going to get to arguing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just say, fuck it, nigga. I don't even talk because I already know you finna say some retarded shit. You know, it's not going to even add up. All right, let me take some more of these calls real quick because I got, like, some people who haven't talked yet. Let me get to them, all right? All
right, babe.
All right. Keisha, I see your hand up, too, but let me take these calls to people who haven't talked yet. It's the homegirl Ruby. I think I see the homie AJ, too. He going to be on deck next. Ruby, this you? Ruby.
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, what's happening, babe? What's going on?
Nothing. How are y'all?
I'm going. I had a busy weekend, for real. And I just drove all the way from Florida today and made it in time to get on the show, but yeah, I'm making it. What's going on? What's popping? Well, you know what we're talking about. This is one of my... I'm going to be serious this week, Ruby. I'm not going to be talking about pussy and shit. I'm not going to be talking about fucking. It's not going to be the kind of week on K100. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Yeah. You know, for the most part, since we've been cool, I think I've been having it kind of fun, but now I'm about sick of these dumb niggas.
Yeah.
All right? November's around the corner. I need to enlighten some of these ignorant niggas. It's my duty. I got a voice. I got people listening and watching. I cannot let that fall to the wayside.
So I can take my body condom off now.
Right. But this week you can. I'll be back to some of that same old. Of course, it's K100. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to make sure everybody know out of these 90-some episodes, if you go back and look, I don't always talk about the same thing. I run the gambit. I talk about everything. So this week we're going to try to keep it on a serious note for the most part. And we're going to talk about some real trill shit. You know what I'm saying? And politics, this conversation. You know what I'm saying? I like to have fun with niggas. I like to joke, and I like to talk with the women and the ladies. Everybody know that. But this conversation, I'd much rather everybody call in for these kind of shows, to be honest. You feel me? At the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So, do you vote?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why do you think that when it comes to black people, we don't care. We're apathetic when it comes to voting. Why do you think it's like that? You have friends that don't vote. When they tell you, I don't even vote, fuck that. What do they tell you? What's the reason they give you?
Ignorance is a virtue. They don't know. I mean, they always complaining. I have a lot of people that are always complaining. Oh, well, ain't no jobs and all this other stuff. And, well, shit, if you get out there and do what you're supposed to do, then you wouldn't have that problem. And one thing about I was telling them, we had the conversation today with my best friend, and I was telling them, I was just like, y'all always talking about y'all have no jobs and these Mexicans and everybody else is coming to take y'all jobs, shit, because they're doing the jobs that y'all won't do.
Right. I understand that. And that falls into immigration issues. You feel me? I mean, you got to think about that. Like I said, Obama does not get a fucking A from me, and he can't get an A from me. One of the things that I hold against Obama is he's been in this motherfucker 2 years, and every fucking body knows that illegal immigration is a big issue. It's a hot button issue,
yeah.
But he never comes out and forcefully just pushes it and goes hard. And look, man, look, bro, you the president. They looking at you. If at the end, when it's time for you to get reelected, if there has been no major reform and change in illegal immigration, and everybody knows it's a fucking problem and an issue, how can I give this man an A?
Right.
That's one thing I can't do that, Obama. Especially if I live in Texas. If I live in Texas and Arizona, I can't give you a fucking A, nigga. I might not vote for your ass.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm black or not, nigga, you might not get my vote.
Because
yes.
I was looking at, on I think it was Thursday, yeah, I was looking at MTV, and they had him on MTV, and it was just like, ask the president, you know, whatever you want to ask him. And he, you know, he hit that comment, you know, somebody asked him the question, you know, what do you think about the immigration and the drugs coming in and all that stuff. He was just like, the only thing that he said was, well, we have, we hired, you know, more people to do the borderlines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, to try to enforce that. I mean, that's still not helping, and I don't like that.
Right.
I was going to vote for Hillary because she's down for the gay people. Anybody that's down for equal rights and, you know, hey.
Right. I understand. Well, yeah, I understand why you would vote, you know what I'm saying, for Hillary and not Obama. I'm pretty sure you voted for Hillary in the elections, you know, in a Democratic primary, I would think. You feel
mm-hmm.
me? You know what I'm saying? It makes perfect sense. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people who did, but if you know your politics, when Obama won the primary, then
mm-hmm.
you know if you had any sense, you had to go back out again, suck that loss up, and vote for his ass instead of John McCain. For the most part.
That's why
I'm
too old. I wouldn't even.
It's not about him. It's not about his age. It's not about his age.
No, it's not.
About,
he just didn't really make any really sense. He was just
yes.
basically bashing Obama.
It's about his politics. It's about his policy with me, people. I'm not one of these guys. It's about his policy. You feel me? I knew it was going to be shit about Obama I didn't like before I voted for him. I knew that. I knew it was going to be a lot of shit that Obama did and I did not because I did my homework on the brother. All right? I understand his mentality. All right? But I knew it was going to be some shit that Obama weren't going to see eye to eye on. All right? I knew that.
Yeah.
But when it came to how much should I see the eye to eye on with him as opposed to how much should I see eye to eye on with John McCain, well, now Obama gets the vote. Check and
yeah.
Make. Right.
Yeah.
Check and make.
He really does.
Right. So, do you feel like black people, Ruby, take for granted the struggle that people did, went through to get their asses in here to even be able to vote?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I was going to have that topic on my show too, you know, about that too. And I mean, they don't understand you. It's not just because a lot of them went out there just to vote because he was black. That's not, I mean, that's, you got to vote more than that. I mean, just because he's black, it doesn't make any sense because he could be dumb and be off in the White House and suck us in a whole, like, Bush seat.
Right.
And, I mean, our ancestors fought so hard for us, what we're doing. We're not doing nothing but throwing it back in their faces.
Yeah. I think it's a disservice. I think you are doing a disservice to us as people when you act like what they did, like we act like you don't give a fuck. I tell people, I say, look, nigga, I don't even care if you don't necessarily know everything. Get with a nigga who do. If you don't know who all these motherfucking people is and what they represent, homie, get with a nigga who do. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to your cousin, your partner, that you know what's it, whatever, nigga. Talk to a motherfucker. Go down there. Ride. If you don't really know, nigga, ride down there with a home, with a board, you know, nigga. You know, they got, I don't give a fuck, home. I don't give a fuck, dog, but I don't want to hear this motherfucking fuck shit, nigga, about it don't matter to me, shawty. I don't give a fuck, dog.
I know.
That's why me and you
probably
together, nigga. Like, what's up with you in the club, nigga, but you can't really, I can't really hang with you, nigga. You ain't my type of nigga. You ain't on my level of thought process at the end of the day. Even my niggas in the hood, I preach this shit to these niggas. They know. The only way I'm going to hang around a nigga like that is, nigga, we was childhood friends. And I've been on you forever. But I don't make no new dumb friends.
Now, hold through the new dumb nigga. I could do without you in my circle, Pip. Moving right along. Keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got some niggas like that, but they've been my friends from elementary, so they're going to be my niggas regardless. But I don't do the new dumb nigga.
Uh-uh.
I don't do the nigga. You're not beneficial to be in my circle. You're a waste of time. You know what I'm saying? And I tell you this shit, and I'm trying to talk to you motherfuckers, and you think I'm just goddamn, and yes, I'm on a soapbox, and yes, I'm preaching nigga because you need to hear this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You motherfuckers need to go out here and stop acting like that shit don't matter, dog. You feel
me? Yeah, because it does. I mean, it matters. And I tell my son that all the time. It matters because, I mean, when you get older, things are going to change drastically.
Right.
Things are going to change drastically.
One more question before I go to the next call. I think it's AJ. Mm-hmm. He's up next. Do you feel like Obama, even when he won, do you feel like he made it where black people was like, man, fuck it, we got one in there now? So because I thought, like I said before on the show, I don't know if he was on the line yet, but I said that I thought that when he got elected, it was going to make black people be more politically aware and get more into it since we did have a black
mm-hmm.
person there now. And I feel like it did the exact opposite. I feel like niggas
yeah.
said, and it's over now, and it's good. And all it did was wake up those fucking punk-ass crackers that really don't like niggas at all, but really didn't give a fuck less because they still had white people in there, and now this nigga done won, and now they mad, and they angry, and they riled up. They called the Tea Party.
Mm-hmm. The Tea Party?
Yeah. Now
yeah.
these people are mad.
Yeah.
They woke these motherfuckers up, and they ganged up and became more powerful. I think
mm-hmm.
it had that opposite effect. What do you think?
Yeah, it did. It really did.
All
right. It really did. It just went 360.
Right. I don't get what happened. I don't get niggas. I don't understand. That's what it should have done to you, dog. It should have made you just be like, oh, we got Obama now. And so now that we got him, now we need to make put some more up in there. So now
because they all voted for him and then now half of them are mad because he ain't moving fast enough. Social Security, taxes.
Right.
I mean, they all mad.
Man, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know my people. I know something. Okay. Stay on the line, Ruby. Real quick, before I go to the next caller, tell the people how they can get to your show. Go ahead.
You guys, it might not be one.
Oh. I'll talk to you later. Call me. Call my phone. Call my phone after the show. You know what? Call my phone after the show, because call my phone after the show, Ruby.
Okay.
You can't keep going back and forth about this. Every time I talk to you, you don't know if it's going to be
no,
one.
No, I'm serious. I mean,
okay, call my phone. But stay on the line, but call my phone. All right. AJ, what's happening, homie?
What's up with you, Blue? What's up? What up with it?
What's going on, man? Thank you. Appreciate you calling the show. My first black male on the line for the night.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time,
yeah.
I want to murk the rest of them. The fuck is going on with you, nigga? You call my show
yeah.
all the time when I'm here talking about these goddamn bras and shit. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk about some pussy. You here, nigga, for this one. You here for that sound effect. They all lined up outside of our lives before. Wake the fuck up, nigga. All right, AJ.
Yeah.
All right, AJ.
What's up?
You hear what we're talking about. Do you vote?
Yes, sir. I was a product of the government for 4 years, so of course I vote.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
I served in the United States Navy for 4 years.
Okay, true that. That's what's up. You know, I was in the Navy too, dog. I don't know if you know that.
No, I didn't know that, but now I know.
Yeah, I did 3 years in the Navy, man. I did 3 years in the Navy, and it didn't work out for me. It didn't work out for me. That's all I say. You know what I'm saying?
But, same thing over here, man.
Right. But I learned a lot. I learned some shit, but it just wasn't for me, dog. I really wasn't cut from the cloth, but I was trying to do the right thing and get up out the hood. But sometimes some niggas don't belong there. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm too much of a militant. I'm a warrior. I'm a leader, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. The same reasons why I never joined a gang is the same reasons why I never should have went, and that's all I say about that. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? And so that's moving right along. So why do you think that black people are so apathetic when it comes to politics, bro?
Yeah, my main whole thing with that, man, is basically simple: the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? They lack that of knowledge, man. The knowledge has to be there. You know what I mean? You can lead a camel to water, but you can't make him drink. You know, although most people know about what's going on, they just really don't care. Like I said, one of the callers said earlier, it's social depression, period. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's systematic depression. And it started off in the earlier days in slavery, you know, If you continuously being enslaved, your mind is continuously being controlled by frivolous bullshit, and you're not strong enough to stand up and learn things on your own, then of course they're going to systematically burn you in your ass for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, but I didn't ask Ruby, and I think I needed to ask Keisha and a couple of people when I at the end of the show I go back. What can you do, bro? If you were the leader of the biggest black political awareness campaign ever, what would be your first fucking course of action to get niggas aware and make niggas change their mentality? What would you do first? If you just say, somebody say, look, I'm going to give you a budget of $100 million. You are the leader of the new black political awareness campaign to make niggas wake the fuck up and be politically aware. What is the first fucking thing you would do, bro? What would you do?
First of all, I would socially educate every single black American, whether they want to or not. It doesn't matter if you're a black female. It doesn't matter if you're a black male. It doesn't matter if you're a black baby. It doesn't matter if you're a black fucking dog. Every black American, I would socially, when I say socially, I mean even universally, I would show them what is going on. If you do not, you know, it's just like, it's plain and simple, you know what I mean? Your world revolves around the way you react. You see, that's what I'm saying. Obama is, you know, to me, Obama is one hell of a president, but he wasn't the first black president in my eyes, believe it or not. You know, Bill Clinton was the first black president in my eyes, you know what I'm saying? So, and if you don't like that, fuck you, but...
Right.
Smart guy, you know what I'm saying? And he, to me, he actually did it a hell of a lot better than Barack Obama's doing right now. But that's another topic, that's another show. I would educate the world on what's going on because, you know, you can sit back and complain and not do nothing and you know, not vote and sit up and cry about the situation, and you can actually go out and do something. You know, if you know the truth, then maybe you'll wake your dumb ass up. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you this. So do you think the reason why we're apathetic, as per what you would do if you had the power and the juice and the money to fix it, per what you're saying that it's simply that black people don't know. Look, black people know shit is fucked up out here. They can see
they
that shit needs
up,
to be changed. But they know they can vote, AJ. They know they got the right to vote.
They don't really know the truth about why it's fucked up. See, you know the truth because you served in the military. I know the truth because I served in the military. When you work in the military and you work for these motherfuckers, then it's just like you're working at Exxon or Enron. Then you start to investigate and figure out what the hell are you working for. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You're not going to be a complete dumbass just because of a salary, because the money that they were paying me was nice, but at the same time, though, at a certain point when somebody was running the fucking lighthouse, I was actually being fucked over.
Right.
And not just me being fucked over, I was helping America fuck over my own people. But nobody knows that, because nobody pays attention to it, because, like you said, it's not Desperate Housewives, it's not fucking The Flavor of Love, it's not I Love New York, and it's not all kinds of sex and super frivolous drama going on, and that's why people, they don't care because they feel that that's more important than what's actually going on with your livelihood. Just like you say with your state representatives and your city representatives and all these councilmen that you're voting in, they don't care nothing about that. They just, all they think was, oh, ooh, a black man going for president, I'm going to go vote for him, he's a black president. But they're not worried about their own city, their own state. They don't understand that what you vote on in your city, in your state, will affect your day-to-day life every day. They don't care.
Yeah.
Because they're systematically enslaved.
I guess
so. Once you wake up, like you said, and hit the horn on it, hit the horn, sound out the ticket, shut off the fire alarm, keep the gun. Wake up, people, wake up.
All of the above.
Enslaved. Stop falling for systematic slavery. When are you going to wake up? When are you going to realize that they systematically messing up your entire life, and if you keep letting it happen, they're going to keep doing it.
Exactly. I don't understand the thought process when motherfuckers say, man, my vote don't count. Like, I know your one vote is not powerful as it is, but if your vote and everybody that you know vote, that's when it's power in numbers. Now, I can't understand why people think, man, you know, they gonna do what they want to do anyway. Well, if you vote for a motherfucker and they say they gonna do one thing and they don't do it, they go in there and do what the fuck they want to do, they don't do what you said, well, guess what? In 2 years or 4 years, they get that fucking ass out. Shit.
Hello.
I mean, fuck, hello, man. This is America. This is not a monarchy. This is not, exactly. You know, this is not where whoever such and such son is automatically gets to be king. All right?
Exactly.
Damn, man, that's the whole fucking point of a democracy and folk, and I know it's fucking got flaws, and I know it ain't perfect and shit. I don't want to hear all that shit. I know what you're saying, dog. I know these politics is be, I know politicians be crooked for the most part, but at the end of the day, at least act like, at least show, at least respect the motherfuckers that came before you and got their ass whooped, nigga, for you to even be able to do it. If not for nothing, if you don't even know shit, nigga, do it for that. That's the one thing that really just get them, nigga, if you don't know, and you really don't give a fuck, at least say nigga, but one thing about it, I know a couple motherfuckers died so I can do this shit, so fuck it. I saw a quote somebody put on Facebook. Love it, man. One of my favorite quotes by Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman said she saved 1,000 slaves, and she could have saved 1,000 more if they knew they were slaves.
If they knew they were slaves, exactly.
That's the hardest shit ever, nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
They don't realize it because it's not the whips and the chains,
right,
and the working in the cotton fields and the, right, you know what I'm saying, and the water hoses and the attack dogs and the major movement going on. But systematically, systematically, because they're not doing it physically, they're doing it mentally.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
If you don't know how somebody's controlling your mind, then how would you know how to defeat it?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, let me answer Keisha F's, because she wanted to say something. And I'm going to play one song, and then I'm going to come back and open it. Please don't hang up, everybody. If you're on the line, goddammit, do not hang up. When I play, I'm only going to play one song tonight. You can wait on the line, and it's a political song anyway. And so, goddammit, stay your ass on the line. But I'm going to answer Keisha's call real quick. Stay on the line, AJ, then we'll come back and open up the lines again. Keisha, I saw you had raised your hand earlier, but I had to go down and get the people who hadn't talked yet. Go ahead, Keisha.
Yeah, I just wanted to address, I guess, the climate in the country and how people feel like Obama's not going to be reelected. My thing,
even though I'm going to vote for him, I don't feel like.
Honestly, I'm gonna give him that high B or that low B, high C,
uh-huh,
because he's big on this whole bipartisanship business. He wants everybody, right, to get along. We're going to come together. We're going to make these votes. But what I think he doesn't understand is people don't like him. Republicans just don't like him. And they can't get past the fact that he's black. They can't get past the fact that he's got this Arabic name. They can't get past the fact that he's younger than a lot of them, and he wants to come in and make change. They don't understand that, and what they don't like, they're going to not follow. And that's the whole – I think that's part of the big reason that he's just in the situation that he's in, the poor dear, and I feel bad for him. And another thing, what was it? Oh, gosh, I forgot. Oh, well, go ahead, play your song. I'll think about it.
I understand what you're saying, though. I will address one thing that you said. You said that Republicans just don't like him because he had when you're a Republican that says you don't like him because of his Arabic name, if that's the reason why you don't like him, Barack Obama, you're not really a Republican. You're a cracker who's a politician.
Right, and that's what it is. A lot of them is just,
you feel what I'm saying?
Right,
you're a cracker that's a politician. You're not a white person that's a Republican. You're a cracker masquerading as a politician, in my opinion.
Oh, that's what it was. When you talked about the jobs being shipped overseas and things like that, and it was the Republicans who were behind it. I have a Republican that I work with every single day who told me to my face that the whole health care reform, there was some kind of clause in there saying that the jobs were going to go overseas. If we're supporting health care reform, we're supporting jobs being shipped overseas. I just looked at it with the side eye and walked away because that's some foolish shit, basically. I hate
right.
to talk about the problem.
Well, I don't.
It pissed me off.
Right. I don't.
Even facing that's like that to me, honestly, for real.
Yeah, I don't engage in conversations with fucking morons for the most part. I just embarrass them real quick, pop out my facts,
for the you know, people who know me know my level of intelligence. Don't have a political battle with me now. I'm not having a political battle on the show tonight. I'm just expressing an opinion tonight. But if you want to go toe to toe with me about the facts, you better have your shit straight. And so I love eating up me a motherfucking ignorant motherfucking white boy or some shit, or a dumb nigga who think they know every motherfucking thing. I love to just go ahead and whip out the facts and whip out the whole arsenal of intelligence that I know, because I'm a fucking internet investigative, CNN junkie, political watching. Yeah, that's me. So people like that right there, I go ahead and just eat them up real quick, embarrass them in front of everybody, and them and the rest of their white friends, and just have a laugh about it. That's how I handle that. Okay, I'm good, ready to play a song, everybody. Stay on the line, Keisha. All right? I'm gonna run one song. I only got 8 minutes left in the show. Thanks to everybody who did hit the number one, and I respectfully will not come to the line of those of you that's on my phone line. All I say about 8 to 10 of y'all. Some people have been popping in and out. You know what I'm saying? But it's about 8 of y'all who's not talking. I said that I wanted everybody to make sure that they can hit the number one. I'm going to play a song. After that, we should have about 5 minutes left. If you haven't talked yet, please hit the number one if you can. If you're at work or whatever and you can't talk right now or whatever, I respect that. Like I said, I'm not opening up anybody's line on my show who doesn't hit the number one. I don't do that. That's not a practice of K100. I stop that because sometimes I know people tell me that they just listening and you know, they really don't want to talk because they're not shy or they're shy or whatever. But please, if not, during the course of this week, these are the shows that I'm going to have, and I want you people to talk, the ones who don't normally talk. I can understand when you don't want to put your business out there about how many dicks you suck. I mean, it is K100. Keep it in 100. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, this conversation is pretty much open for debate. You should have this conversation. All right, I'm going to spin a song that I made a little while ago. Another collaborative effort that I did with my friend Sean Foster. I've got a song called Gray that I did with him talking about racial relations in America. I had a brain moment right there. Interracial relations in America. And also, he's also on the guitar on this song. Also, this was he's not on the vocals, but this is a collaborative effort I did with him. And it's called When Right Seems Wrong. And it's my political, motivational song. Pretty much started off with an excerpt of Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. And I ended with an excerpt of President Obama's inauguration speech. And I pretty much blast those motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So, once again, this is Blizzum, When Right Seems Wrong, and then I come back and up.
Of course I want this to fail. Of course I want Obama to fail. And after this stimulus bill package passes, I want it to fail.
This president, I think, has exposed himself as a guy over and over and over again who has a deep-seated hatred for white people or the white culture. I don't know what it is.
What do you call a bigot with a spigot for a mouth? And he's talking like he's dying to be. Devin in the South.
Yeah.
Mr. Limbaugh, what's your malfunction?
What?
I'm trying to see your point, but did you want some pills or something? Cause everything I hear is that you feel the lower class. Even though white folks, that's why you call them white trash. The glass is half empty, so you wanna drink the rest. You make a gangster wanna come and put that thing up in your chest like cloud. Limbeck, why you talking loud?
What?
Your rhetoric is evident from here across the aisle.
Yeah.
The bullet bullpen is only spitting bullshit. People like you is the reason that I'm strapped in full quick. In fact, you make me sick and egg holes, it does too. So I'm like Rosa Parks, when she talk, I don't move.
No.
And Mr. Michael Steele, when I look up definition, beside Uncle Tom, it should have your rendition.
Some say that I lean left, I say I stand straight myself. So I had to make this song. They say right, but I see wrong. I never been politically correct. I never been politically in check. But I had to make this song. Cause they say right, but I see wrong.
Yeah, Mr. Hannity, you're hating so candidly that I can comprehend why Obama is understandably a nemesis. Most of Fox News is just stealing it. So why would I ever tune in to such hypocrites like Mr. O'Reilly trying to preach me the gospel when he having phone sex harassing women? That's a model that I can't even follow, not even on your best name. So pardon me while I change the channel, that's the best way I deal with it. Bush put the soldiers in the field with it. Then they get mad when welfare issue meal tickets. Emergency, my baby got the flu, but I ain't got no healthcare. Tell me what's my next move. I lost it cause they had to send my job overseas, cause they ain't wanna pay me what I'm worth. Now can't you see? But don't even start me. I say strap a case, I got a blast of tea party, and I ain't playing hard.
Some say that I lean left, I say I stand straight myself. So I had to make this song. They say right, but I see wrong. I never been politically correct. I never been politically in check. But I had to make this song. Cause they say right, but I see wrong.
We are shaped by every language and culture. Drawn
and our chapter stronger and more united. We cannot help but believe that the old hatred shall someday pass and that America must play its role.
Some say that I lean left, I say I stand straight myself. So I had to make this stone. They say right, but I see wrong. I never been politically correct. I never been politically in check. But I had to make this stone. Cause they say right, but I see wrong. 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 Cause they say right, but I see wrong.
All right, so that was my political song, When Right Seems Wrong, featuring guitar by Sean Foster, a rock artist that I've got another song with called Gray. And basically in the song, I pretty much lambasted the Republican right. That's why I call it, because they like to call themselves the right. And a lot of things that they do and say, I don't agree with, and they seem wrong to me, hence I made the song. Those were actual real excerpts from Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh at the beginning. Like I said, you know, some of the idiotic shit they say. You know what I'm saying? I don't see how people follow those fucking morons. You know what I'm saying? And try and act like, you know, they are not what they are, which are two crackers, obviously, masquerading as radio hosts and quote-unquote Republicans. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, fuck all that. But, I'm going to open up the phone lines. Only got 2 minutes left in the show. We're going to let Veronica talk first, but go ahead, Veronica, and I'm opening up everybody else's line. But, Veronica, you had your hand raised before I went to the song. What did you want to add? Everybody else's mic is open, too. Everybody,
you know,
everybody who raised their hand earlier, your mic is open. Not everybody. Just only those who raised their hand. Michigan girl, Keisha, Ruby, AJ, Veronica, Shay. Yes, all y'all mics are open. All right.
I was listening to that song. I kind of was, you know, into it, so I kind of lost my train of thought. But, you know, I see it on my job in that anybody black and intelligent who has the power to affect somebody's life, they are afraid of, and they will lie, they will manipulate, they will twist the truth and the facts and even just flat out tell lies, you know, to make them look bad. And you know, like Keisha,
right.
You know, like Keisha F was saying, the fact that he's a black man, they see his black skin before they see anything. You know, and then their dislike or their fear of a black man being able to quote unquote tell them what to do, some people can't get past that. And as shallow as it is, it's that simple sometimes.
Exactly. Anybody else? Everybody's mic is open. There, raise your hand. That name.
I just want to comment on what you said.
Go ahead.
You know, like I said earlier, man, you know, and with that going on, like I said, it's systematically in slavery. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you don't know the real definition of slavery,
right,
you would never understand what it is to be enslaved. Slavery
right.
is not dogs and lynchings and hangings and burnings and crosses in the yard and stuff like that. That was back then. Now
right.
they systematically enslave you. They do it mentally. If you
mm-hmm.
want the 9 to 5 and you got a education and you got the education the way you got that paperwork that gives you the salary that you're supposed to deserve and they're underpaying you and overworking the shit out of you and taking advantage
uh-huh.
of you and they're building their credibility on your ideas and your thoughts, and they're not giving
mm-hmm.
you the top of you for it. You're still being enslaved. I'm being
right.
enslaved right now. I work for the city of Houston. I'm being enslaved right now. I know this. I do it because I have to do it, and I have to take care of my family. And that's the reason why people are still held in the same spot. If you go out and get your education and get your own shit and run your own business, that you can have your own. But nobody believes they can have their own because I'm not just saying for the blacks. I mean for some of the whites, some of the Hispanics. Most people believe because they're systematically enslaved in the mind that they have to work under somebody to become something. You don't have to do that.
Right. You know, hearing what he said brought back what I was thinking of is that,
uh-huh.
and I'm sorry for cutting you off, it's, you know, being enslaved. And I'm just going to take, you know, just this part from the Bible, which, you know, the Lord said to not be conformed to the world's way, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you're exactly right. It is in the mind. All strongholds are in the mind. Anytime a habit changes, you develop a new habit, or you fall into a bad habit, it's in the mind. And once you renew your thinking and you change the thought pattern, that's when progression starts. So if we don't, like you say, educate children. My daughter goes voting with me. If it's just a local vote on uncanny sales tax on something, she goes with me. She's in the thing with me, and I tell her, this is your future. So you have to voice your opinion. You have to, or you can't complain about it. And so, right, we've got to change our thinking. And, you know, if I had that money, if flyers, propaganda, I could just be out there on the street handing out, this is why you need to vote. You know, have seminars and stuff, you know, educate people on the voting process and how it affects you if you don't vote. If you don't vote, they don't know how many people want this particular thing. That's why we don't get the money for hospitals, or we don't get the money for certain things, and you go all out into, folks' area and they have all this stuff, is because they're out there and they yell, hey, we're here, we want this, and we want but we don't.
Right.
And you know what? Another thing, people don't understand that the mind is the strongest thing that you can enslave on a person. You know, we look at physical harm because we can see that with our eyes. We can see the blood and we can see all that type of stuff. But when you get in somebody's head, if you can get into their thought process, you have a hold on them as a full circle. You got a hold on them. The body can heal. But the mind, when you just got that type of control over somebody's mentality, it's a really powerful thing, and it takes a lot of time to get that thinking out of some people's head. And like you said, it's going to start with the children. We have to impress on them the importance of being your own person, think for yourself, the importance of politics and voting, and stay off of, like you said, the reality TV shows, and look at your real reality, because that's not your reality. Your reality is right here, right now. And like you were saying, I live in a predominantly white, district, and I see all the time they improve in the streets. They build new schools. When they put up a subdivision, they put up a school to go with it. And when I go back into the city, I see all these trailers. You know, these kids don't have books. It's really sad. And like you said, these people out here, on my street, when it was only like three people living here, we signed petitions. We was like, hey, we need some street lights. Mm-hmm. But they were like, no, it's not enough for you. We did that petition, and we got our street lights. But black people, most of the time, we don't even take the time to do all of that.
Because
sit back and complain about it and don't take any type of action.
These white kids, and these white older people, they have been trained for this. When the little black kids are thinking about, well, I want to get these rims and these blankets on this new Cadillac, and I want to get these new Jordans that's coming out, these white folks would sit at home teaching their kids about credit. They was teaching them about, so they were teaching about lines of credit. They were teaching them how to manipulate the credit system. They were teaching them how to get your education so you can be smarter than the next motherfucker and don't let these black people take over shit. And that's the whole purpose right there. Like I said, the education is important. And I'm going to get on my daughter as soon as she's able to talk. I get on my little cousins right now, 9 and 10 years old. They want to be rap stars. My little cousin want to be a rapper. Okay, he's good at it, but his vocabulary ain't strong. Why? Because he's so based off of Lil Wayne, I'm balling and $100,000 and I'm a killer nigga and murder a motherfucker and I'm a fuck a bitch and all this. But then you're not thinking about the intelligence side of rap. You know what I'm saying? People tell the story, and they tell the stories for certain reasons. And then even with BET and all these different television stations, they put that image in front of you to enslave your mind. And a lot of people don't look at it like that. If you think about it, look at all these black kids that's running around here, pants sagging, skinny jeans sagging, you know what I'm saying? They running around, I'm trying to sell me some dope and give me some money, I'm a headbuster, I'm a killer, I'm a this, I'm a that. But why can't you be an intelligent motherfucker and go ahead and get your shit together so you can take care of your people?
But the white folks,
the smart people, you lame if you smart. But see, that's like you said, it's them enslaving your mind. If they can make you think, because guess what? I tell these young boys all the time, you can't go get a job looking like that. Like, don't get it twisted. I'm all for you being an individual or whatever, but don't go in there with your long-ass beard and your hair dreaded out and having been washed in 3 months.
No,
please don't get it twisted.
Come on, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's true shit. You can't go in there and get no fucking job with your pants.
Not a good one. They're going to laugh you right up out of there. And then they get mad and say, well, I can't find no job. These white people trying to keep me down. And, you know, no. Look in the mirror. I taught them interviewing techniques and everything. You got to teach these kids. When you go into an interview, don't go in there with gum in your mouth and we be, she be, they be. You know, it's all good when you're around your friends or whatever, but you need to learn how to turn that off and turn on your intelligence.
Exactly.
Yep, that's true. Now, everybody. Let me interject. I want to pose the question. Outside of, we all know that we can control our kids. Okay, we know we got a lot of control over our kids, but for the most part, I'm just going to give people that much. At least people on this show. Okay, it take a nation of millions. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It take a community. That's what we got away from as black people. So what about so-and-so, such a, what do you do outside of teaching your kids? You know what I'm saying? What do you do, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got this show, and I tell people about it, and I try to spread it out, and I hope it gets to the right person. I hope it gets to one person. If it makes one extra person vote, it did this job. You feel me? But what do you do outside of teaching your kids? What do you, and that you can do? You feel what I'm saying? Right. Outside of teaching your kids.
I work for the city of Houston.
AJ, you go first, and then I'll go down the line. Go ahead, you go first.
Okay, well, look, I work for the city of Houston. I know, and, you know, in Houston, you know what I'm saying, things are good in H-Town. You know what I'm saying? It may be the party city or the party, you know what I'm saying, it may be the party state from what everybody consider as, you know what I'm saying, on the universal scale of places to party and enjoy yourself there, Texas is it, Houston, Atlanta, and all these different places. These are the party states, you know what I'm saying,
right,
for predominant black people. You understand what I'm saying? But on that level, you know, at the same time, I work with a lot of teenagers, you know what I'm saying? A lot of teenagers come up there to play ball in my gym. You know what I'm saying? When they come in there and I'm in the gym, first of all, you can't come in here with your fucking basketball short sagging with 3 or 4 pairs on. You need to take all the motherfuckers off and have a decent pair of basketball pants to hoop, for number one. You need to make sure that shit is pulled up. You need to take your fucking do-rag off your head. You know what I'm saying? And you need to have on a decent T-shirt. This is a gymnasium. This is not outside in the streets. You can't run around with your tattoos showing and your six-pack showing and all that. I do this for a reason, because if you go into a job setting, a lot of people, and a lot of them do it, and I see it all the time. I see people coming up there with their afros out, and you know what I'm saying, they got their pants sagging, tattoos all over their body. They got white T-shirts on and a pair of blue jeans and some Jordans. Oh, well, I heard y'all was having the job fair up here. What up with the job fair? First of all, number one, you need to correct that. Because what you're doing, you're not going to get a job. They're not going to even take you seriously, for number one. Like old girl said, you need to know when to turn that shit the fuck off. You understand what I'm saying? You can live your street persona, but at the same time, you have to have white boy intelligence to make it out here in the world. You have to.
Okay. So, but when it comes to the political side, I'm going to let you answer real quick so I can go to the next person. Well, on the political side, what do you tell them? What do you do? What do you do to make them get into politics? I understand about getting a job, but I want them to be politically astute. What do you do to make them politically astute real quick?
What I do is I try to make them look at the shit that's going on.
A lot of complaints and everything like that. And early voting started at my park today. And all those complaining, when the white man don't give me no job, and ain't nobody going to do this for me, I got this and that, and this and me, they're telling me this and that. I said, okay, well, you know what? Have you registered to vote? Nah, I ain't registered to vote because I don't give a damn about it, man. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to take my vote no way or whatever. So well, what you need to do, though, your first step, you need to go over there and get your fucking voter registration card. Because they send it to you. You have no excuses. They send it to you once you turn 18 to your household. So you need to take advantage of that and get it done. And then, as a matter of fact, I said, turn off the fucking rap music. Turn off the fucking videos. Turn off fucking Flavor of Love. Turn off the fucking chant, the real chance of love. Turn off all that bullshit that you be watching. And watch the news. I have my little cousins. I make them sit down with me and watch CNN.
Right.
9 and 10 years old. I make them sit down. Watch the news. Watch Channel 13 News. Look at the stuff that's going on in Houston. Okay, now you see what's going on in Houston? Yeah. It ain't all about that party and shit, is it? No. Okay, well, let's go to CNN. This is worldwide. Now watch this shit and pay attention to what's going on. Come on out that wrestling shit and that party and that fucking balling and pay attention to what's really going on in the world.
Exactly.
We got a black president for sure.
All right, so who else? Anybody else?
Anybody? Well, there. I know there was a gentleman on my job that did not want to vote. He was like, "I'm not voting," and his mother would have turned over in her grave because, I mean, you know, she was an educator. She graduated from Spelman. His dad graduated from Morehouse, and so, you know, I asked him. I said, "Well, how do you know how not voting affects you?" And so, you know, listening to your show, it's like, I realize that I have to do more. And the thing is that even we as people, and I have to be honest and say, you know what? What am I doing? You know, I'm on the phone and I'm talking to Blue and, you know, Blizz, and we're talking about this and I'm really passionate about it and I have these views, but what am I doing outside of my daughter? You know, my mother votes because of me. So what am I doing outside of that? I mean, all of us have, you know, have access to computers. I mean, if it takes just everybody doing some small thing, taking $10 and getting a ream of paper or $40 and getting a ream of paper that you might have bought a pair of shoes or a purse or whatever, and just printing up what is voting, what does voting mean to you? And just if you sit it in a Kroger or sit it in a restaurant or something, you never know that one person may pick up that piece of paper and vote who may not have voted before because you took the initiative to reach them. A lot of times people think, well, if I'm not in a pulpit or I don't have this certain type of money or, you know, I'm not a political figure, that you can't make a difference. We all can make a difference in small ways. And even if we don't have a show, we don't have a K100, you still have avenues to get information to people. We just have to be use our ingenuity or just think of, you know, come up with some different ways to do it. And so that's what I'm going to do. You know, if I get, you know, 5 rings of paper and go, you know, on the Internet or whatever and download some information and just sit it around, somebody will read it. You know?
Right. What about anybody else? Anybody else?
That's a good point because since I've been in Georgia these last 5 years, I haven't really done anything. When I was back home, of course, I was in my hometown. I did the mentoring the teen girls and, you know, helping them register to vote and all of this stuff. But I realize now listening to this show that I've been so focused in these last 5 years, me and my family situated in Georgia, that I haven't really been involved in anything like I was back home. And those things are important because they help other people and they affect other people. So I'm going to have to figure out a way to get more involved now that, you know, Georgia is going to be home.
Right.
Exactly.
I think that also, I mean, it can be something as simple as, since we all know a lot of people aren't working now, it can be something as simple as when it comes time to vote, you call up some of your friends or, you know, some people that you know, they're not working, they're not doing anything. Like, hey, come on, let's go vote. You know what I'm saying? You're not doing anything. let's go vote.
Right.
Go pick them up, you know, take them. Because a lot of people are like, well, shoot, I can't even get up there to vote. Or, you know, it's just every little bit helps. And like we say, yeah. Even if it's just one person, if it's two people, everything helps. Like, even when my daughter has company, if she has some friends over, I talk to them. It's no such thing as a little bit when it comes to politics and things like
right.
that. A lot of people just don't understand, and people are afraid of what they don't understand. So they tend to shy away from it. And you have to know the type of person that you're dealing with. With some people, you can't be so overbearing with it that it frightens them even more. You have to just kind of take it easy with them. You have to know when to be aggressive, when to kind of, you know, just sit them down and explain it to them like a first grader type thing.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So, you know, it's just every little bit helps everything.
It does.
Right.
And like you said, you know, it's just as simple, sometimes as simple as, well, you think your vote doesn't count, but let me show you what happens when you don't vote. I think if people see what happens when they don't, it's like, oh, you know, I didn't know that, you know, or when you don't vote in your local elections, this is what happens. You know, so this person, this senator, you know, or this congressman, you know, they vocalize for the people who spoke the loudest. And if your people didn't speak the loudest, then they're not going to represent your people and your people's issues. You know, and we as African Americans, we just have a whole set of issues just because we're black, you know, and so we need to, you know, voice in our communities what affects our neighborhoods, you know, and even just starting off having, you know, groups of people, like, you know, us on the phone, getting together in a home, you know, having tea and say, you know, what are our issues? What do we want represented? And then going out to our peers and saying, you know, and it starts there. It starts, it's like a pyramid, you know, going from the bottom up.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. You know what I'm saying? Of course, as expected, my numbers were not what they are when I'm talking about cheating 101 or whatever the fuck. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Of course. I expected as much. I'll wait and see what my download numbers are for the week for this particular span of shows that I'm going to be having. You might want to tune in tomorrow. I'll give all of you guys a heads up since you stuck around for the after party and kept it with the conversation. I'm going to be addressing, it's going to be episode 97. It's going to be, what's the big secret? I'm going to be addressing secret societies and groups and like frats and the
like
Masons and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, man,
so,
I got some shit on that.
Oh,
right. Right. So get ready.
Okay.
So get ready. All right. Hope to see y'all there, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. All right. All week, man.
Thanks
it's going to
be
a real tough. All right, man.
Bit, man.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
All right.